The sermon, "A Prisoner," was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 7, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Uparazi wa mkaidi ukapelekeka pachitatu kumise, July 17, 1963, pa Branham Tabernacle, mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
And again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Muno kamozaso muzina la fumi Yesu, na kuti tipulike za milimo ikulu na yankongono iyo imwe murikuchita kale.
Now we stand with anticipation, raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Ndipo sono ise taimirira na kukazga, chikukwezga chipulikano chitu na kutitozga ise, kuti tigomezge kuti icho taromba usiku uu chipereke kenge.
Thou knowest each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially, Lord, those who are so near death.
Ime mukumanya wali yose na imosa imosa wa iwo, vyose ivyo iwo varomba. Ndipo ise tikuvarombera iwo, chomene chomene fumu iwo wene awo wali kufupi chomene kunyifwa.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
Perekani mutende muzima wawo usange uu nta ulimo kare mwenemura. Perekani machirisiko kutupirawo. Perekani ichi fumu.
That are coming together. We pray, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Tumbikani kwiza kwitu pamoza, ise tikuromba fumu, paungano uu wa marurombo wa pachitatu usiku, kuti umwa ise tawanganirana, pakumanyanga kutiparipose wavili panji watatu waungana pamoza, imwe muvenge nase.
Yes. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us,
speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Ndipo ise tikumurombani imwe fumu, kuti mutipe ise mazuinu usiku ugu. Yoyani kwa ise fumu, ndipo sanguruskani mitima itu machirendo.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Mwakuti ise tingamanya umo ise tingajisungira tavene kunyengo ikuru iyo yirikuntazi. Apo ise tikugomezia kuti ise tiri kufupi kukwiza kwa fumu.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Ise tikumuungani imwe chifukwa chakuti vandu sono vayamba kusanga kuti chipulikano nchiweme kwa iwo. Na kumanyanga icho chipulikano chikungana mura.
Knowing you and thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it, that you're going to do something.
Ndipo pa kumanyanga, nanga nkumuungani imwe chifukwa cha visopo ivyo vili kundhazi, kugomezganga kuti imwe muchitenge chinyake.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the love that God has promised in this last day.
Fumo ise tikulindizga na kukazga, ngati mazuwa kakale, kugomezganga kuti nyengo yili kufupi apo imwe muza mkujura waka vidangazi vya kuchanya na kupungura mapangano au chivuta wale kulaizgira mnyengo iyi ya umaliro.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard.
Yes.
So many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Sono ise tikumurombani imwe fumu. Kuti muwe na ise tose charu zingirizge, umo mwanya uno ise tapurikira vanandi kudera kuno kulikose aomba kusoverwa. Perekani kwa iwo vya kupemba vyao fumu.
And we pray to see The great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for this great thing.
Ndipo ise tikulomba kuti tione woko likuru la chiuta likwenda palipose kuzungulira charo pakati pa iwo vene awo vakupenja chindu chikuru ichi.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the sword with thy spirit and thy word that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service. Yes. Obedient service in the will of God.
Mutigokere ise kukwananga kwitu. Mutilange ise fumu na mzimu winu na mazu inu. Makuti ise tingamanya kujikora tavene. Vateveti vakupulikira. Vateveti vakupulikira kukumbo la chuta.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Somedezgani ise tikumbukire. Na kuyezia kuganagana mumitima itu. Ivyo wa Kristu wakale wakachita.
What type of people would we meet if we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces must lit up with faith and joy.
Kansi ise tivenge vandu vakwenerera uli, usange ise tikakumana na iwo vene awo vakava na kukumana kwa mundu payeka payeka na imwe. Umankope zao ntena zikavalira na chipulikano na chimwemwe.
How their lives must have been the living word of God. Just written epistles read of all men as they walked in and among people. God grant it once more.
Umoma moyo gago wakenera kuti kakavira mazgu ya chivuta gamoyo. Mbwenu makarata kakulembeka kakufazgika na vantu wose. Apo iwo wakayenda mukati na pakati pa vantu. Chivuta perekani ichi kamozaso.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Nkuromba mamoyo gitu gaveka kujipereka chomene kwa imwe. Mwakuti mzimu mutuva wajikalirenge umoyo iwowene mwaise. Ndipo yawoyane kwizira mwaise fumo.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the streets and rub arms at the world. We're not supposed to be like those.
Nkuromba ise tikumbukire mumalingaliro itu. Apo ise tikwenda pa mseu na kukwasikana maoko na charo, ise ntati kwenda rakuva ngati ndi iwo.
We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth.
Ndipo ise tikusazikekena kumpepete na kuva pamaro iwo fumu, mumaro wagawo kakwenerera pano pa charo chapasi.
We take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power, Lord.
Ise tikalenge mumpando wa kunyuma, pakumanya kuti ise ndise wakazembe wakufuma kucharu chinyake. Ise tirina ufumu uza mkutora ula mriro fumu.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kings that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Ndipo fumu itu ikuru masono sono ifikenge na kutora ulamuliro wa mafumu wose awogari mcharu chake. Ndipo iyo waza mkula mulira na kuhusa, pamoza na iyo pano pacharu chapasi, virimika sauzandi na kuwa na iyo mwiraira.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Na ichi mumalingaliro fumu, sono ise tikukazga kuzgoro rarulomboru itu. Ise tukukazga kukuzomerezga kuitu.
If we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse
us. Usangise tika chita chirichonse, tika yoya chirichonse, panji tika ganagana chirichonse. Icho chikawa cha kususka na kukumba kwinu kukuru. Zomerezgani ndopa za Yesu Kristu zititozge ise.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Mutirongozge ise fumu, umomlongosi wangu yoyera usiku uu, za iyo na mfumu wake paulendo wakuruta ku Chicago.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light to others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Varongozgeni iwo fumu chivuta, kufika kumaro uko imwe mungamanya kubagwiriska nchito iwo. Makuti iwo wangamanya kuva malazi kakuvara kuvanyake au wakwenda mumdima au ntava kuimanya fumu yitu Yesu.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Sono ise tikupereka chisopo kwa imwe, na kutekerezganga kwa masuginu uga kutinjirikizga, mautise panji tingamanya umo, tingarino zgekera ora likuru iri, muzina la Yesu ise tikuromba ichi. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I was a little bit unexpected at this. Being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, emergency, I'd feel very bad to be sitting at home and not come to prayer meeting.
Fumo yekutumbike iwe, yewa mbale. Ine pachoko nanguwa wambula konozgeka kuchita ichi. Ine pakuwa kuno kukaya. Ine nanguona ngati kuti ine nta nadi nanguyenera kuti ndirute kumaroko nyake mwangozi. Ine mbwenu ndipulikenge makora chara. Ine kukarapa nyumba na kuleka kwiza kuungano wa marurombo.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Ndipo ine nanguwa ngati kuti nangufika mwakubuchizga kwa ndamwene, nanga nkubanjarane. Ine nangufika waka, ndipo nangunyamuka nkanira pene papo.
And so I said, I'm going down to prayer meeting, and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Ndipo nteura ine nanguti, ine nkuruta kusika kungano wa marurombo. Ndipo hiyo nta wanguvananga na nyengo ya kuti wanosgeke kuti wafike. Nteura hiyo nta wakamanya kuti ine ndifikenge.
So, I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it?
No, Southern Pines.
Yes.
Nteura ine ndire wakukondwa kupulika ukaboni wa mlongosi kula. Mbale, za kuvara kura kumtunda kumwera kwa Carolina, panji kumpoto kwa Carolina, kumaro kunyake. Greenville, kukava uku, kumwera kwa Pines, inya.
Brother Lee Vale was just here today. I baptized him today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lee Vale, you know, one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Mbale Lee Vale, wanguwa waka kuno mwanyauno. Ine nangu mbabatiza iyo mwanyauno, mchisopo cha ubabatizo kuno mwanyauno. Mbale Lee Vale, ime mkumanya, na maparazi kikura, mbale Parker Thomas.
There was, I remember of the time a sister being shattered, it was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes. Well, let us go ahead and test our faith to see what, test others' faith.
Kula kukaba, ine kukumbukira za nyengo, mlongosi wakapimbika. Ichi chikawa kukozgera kukulu, mlongosi kuicho, mzimi mtuwa nyengo zinyake, watizo merezgenge ise tirutirire montazi na kupima chipulikano chitu. Kuti wawone kasi na kupima chipulikano chavanyake.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see it, they say it's not there. See? But it is there.
Para imwe mkulavisi ankanira kurunjika pa chinyake, ndipo mkuona chinyake, na kuyooya ichi. Panyake wakulavisika ndipo ntava kuchiwona ichi. Iwa wakuti ichi kulije kura. Mkuona, kweni ichi chiriko kura.
Now there was no one who could see that light that's hanging over Paul, but it was there.
Sono nta wakamapo imoza wakamanya kukuona kuvara kura kukalenderanga pa Paulos. Kwene uku kukamako kula.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light in a form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there, you see.
Palija imoza wakaiona nkundaira ikikanga kufuma kuchanya mkuvara kura mkawonekero. Ndipo kukalendera pa Yesu. Kwene Yohani iyo mwene. Kwene uku kukamako kula. Mkuona.
And so, then later, when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I told them that the evil spirit is dark.
Ndipo nteura kale, pamanyuma para ine ngapapaliranga vantu za kuvara uku kwa kuwa ngati live la moto. Ntawa kawapo imoza wakakumba kuti wagomezge ichi. Kwene sono jiso la kupangika la kamera likakora uku, umo uku kukizira, ndipo mzimu heni ngufipa.
It's just like our lives, we're shadows. And if we're a light, if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
Ichi chiringati waka maumoyo gitu. Ise ndise mizgezge. Ndipo ise tiri. Usange ise ndise kuvara. Ipo usange maumoyo gitu kakuyana na kuvara kwa dazi. Ise tukuyenda mkuvara.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun. Amen. It proves there is a sun.
Ichi chiringati waka kuti imwe malavisika kuwaro ndipo mkuti. Ine nkuona zuva, mwenyengo apo zuva likuvara. Imwe mkuona muzgezge wa zuva. Ukundi kuwane skera kwa zuva. Iri ntandi zuva irolene. Kweni ichi chikusimikizgira kuti zuva liriko. Ichi chikusimikizgira kuti zuva liriko.
And now, when I see, like you sitting out there using fans, talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow.
Ndipo sonno para ine nkulaviska. Ngati ndumo imwe makalira kuwaro uko, kugwirisanga nchito vya kukupizgira kuyewo yanga. Icho chikunganamula imwe muliva moyo, kweni ichi ndi muzgezge wa umoyo. Chifukwa chirichose chikuinarakuwa na mdima muichi, kuli chipange muzgezge. Mkuona?
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Chifukwa mzgeze ukwenarakuwa na mdima unandi mwakuti na kubara kunandi mwakuti, kuti vipange mzgeze.
And it can't be altogether dark and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Ndipo chose ntachingaba mdima, ndipo chose ntachingaba kubara. Usange ichi ndi mdima weneko. Usange uku ndi kuvara, palije mzgezge, palije chakuti chipange mzgezge. Kweni usange chasazgikana na mdima na kuvara, ichi chikupanga mzgezge.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting a life from somewhere. Amen.
Te waranadi ise ndise mzgezge ya umoyo. So na ime mkuoneskera umoyo kufuma kumaruaga nyake.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die because this life has death in it.
Usange imwe ndimwe, ndipo mkristu, ichi pakuba mzgezge, ichi kusimikizgira waka kuti uliko umoyo uko imwe ntamu ngafwa. Chifukwa umoyo uu ulina nyifwa mwa uu. Mkuona?
But it's a shadow because you're living, moving creature with abilities to see, think, move and talk and the five senses of the body.
Kweni ichi ndi mzgezge, chifukwa imwe ndimwe moyo. Chirengiwa chakwenda chirina nkongono za kulavisikira, kuganagana, kusunta, na kuyowoya, na mamanyiro gankonde gatupi.
But yet, you know they're dying, and there's so much trouble. You know, it can only be, it's a reflection, see, that there's life and death mixed together.
Kweni ndipo uli imwe mkumanya, iwo vatifwenge, ndipo kuli masuzgo ganandi. Ima mkumanya, ichi ngamanya pera kuva, ichi ndi kuoneskera uonani, kutikuli umoyo na nyifwa kusazikana pamoza.
The physical has to die, but if you are reflecting by your mortal life, the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal light.
Amen.
Chatupi chikwenera kuti chifwe, kwenu sange iwe kuoneskera na umoyo wako chivundi. Kuvara kwa kuchanya, nteura iwe kuoneskera umoyo wa miiraira chivuta.
Then when you die, you can no more go to that light, because that's what you've reflected.
Nteura apala iwe wafwa, iwe ntao ngachitachinyake kweni kuruta kukuvara kura, chifukwa icho ndicho iwe waoneskera.
If you are of the dark world, you reflect that, and you can do go no other way but to darkness, see? So we are in a reflection.
Usange iwe ndiwe wacharo cha mdima. Iwe kuoneskera icho, ndipo ungamanya kuchita. Ntau ukuruta ntowa inyakeso kweni kumdima. Mkuona? Ntewora ise tirimu kuoneskereka.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects light and life, so does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Ntewora ise tikuchiona icho. Ndipo nadi umomzimu mtuwa wa kuoneskera kuvara na umoyo. Ntewona ndi mwenyifwa yi kuoneskera mdima. Ndipo vyose viviri vili apa.
Tomorrow, by the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there on the billboard. I don't know whether you noticed it or not.
Mache kufika ku maliro wa sabata, panyake kufika pa sabata. Ise tivenge kuti takuzga chituzi chichoko kubachikuru, nte waraichi chingamanya kubikika pachikwangwani. Uko chituzi chinu chikulendera uko pachikwangwani. Ine nkumanya chara kwari imwe mkuchuona ichi panji chara.
And then about a week ago in Jamaica where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Ndipo pamanyuma, ndipo pafupi sabata imoza ya jumpa mu Jamaika. Uko ine nkatumikiranga, ise tikutuma matepi charuchose.
And the seven seals has got back into, way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Ndipo vididimizgo seven vidu kufika mu nkanira mkati muvirwa vya Jamaica, nkanira mkati chomene. Ndipo ndi vachimizi chomene kwenye kura kuseri kwa Blue Mountain.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them that you have to, like the old Victrola, crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Ndipo mbadwa nyengozi nyake. Ivo bali na chakulizikira matepi ise tikutora kufuma kwa iwo. Icho imwe mkwenera kuti ngati Victrola ya kale. Kuchiketemula ichi. Ndipo pamanyuma kuchireka ichi chirire ngati nteura. Nteura para pajumba maminiti kachoko mnyako kwenera kuti wachiketemule ichi.
This group had a battery, 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder and it's all sitting together about what's here tonight. Listening to those seals, I believe it was.
Gruiri likavana na batire richoko, batire ramavoti sikisi, panji chinyanki chanteula, kulizganga chakulizgira matepi. Ndipo iwo mose baka karapamuza, pafupi ngati iri muno usiku uu, kutegerezganga kuvididimizgo vira, ine kugomezga chikawa ichi.
And while I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it, and they went and got a camera and took a picture of it.
Ndipo apo ine nkaiwayanga, iwo wakawona, kwizanga muchipinda, mukizalavire nelira la moto, likiza pachanya apo pakama chakulizigira matepi, ndipo likakazikika pachanya paichi. Ndipo iwo wakaruta, ndipo wakatora kamera, ndipo wakajambula chituzi cha ichi.
And just the same one, there it is, hanging right there over it. Now we're getting it blown up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Ndipo nkanira yumoza mwene yura, ichi chire apo, kulenderanga nkanira pachanya pa ichi. Sono isi tichi kuzgenge ichi, ndewora isi tingamanya kuchivika ichi pa chikwangwani kuwaro uko, makuti ime mungamanya kuchiwona ichi.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our us into His presence in this day.
Amen.
Now we are grateful for many things.
Ise ndise bakuonga chomene chifukwa cha wezi wa chuta uo watorekera mu witu. Watitorera ise mukuvapo kwake munyengo iye. Sono ise ndise bakuonga chifukwa cha vindu vinandi.
Now I think I'm looking here to see if I can find some notes or something there that I spoke on. Again, some kind of
Sono ine nkwanangana ine ndilaviske mkati umu ndipo ndiwone usange ine ngasangamo ganyake, manotisi ganyake panji chinyake, chindu chinyake icho ine nkaiwa yapo, panji kusanga mtundu unyake wa
I got some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord will give me something to say on something. We pray.
Ine ndiri na makaniga nyake ndalemba mtu wa iliose kuseri uku mukabuku. Usange ine ningasanga po gamuza, panyake fumo yingandipa chinyake ine ya chakuti ndi yoyepo, apo ise tikuromba.
Now, we're under anticipation for our Sunday. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept me here a long time on why Christ died unto me. Speak to the people and go forward.
Sono ise tiripasi pa kukazga pa sabata. Ine nda karanguyo oya mumautenga. Ndipo pa sabata, ngamsungani imwe kuno nyengwe itali, pa nchifukwa uli iwe ukulira kwa ine yawoya kuvantu ndipo urutaninge montazi.
Now, Sunday is the healing service where the sick is to be prayed for.
Sono pa sabata ndi chisopo cha machirisiko kuvaruwali vakurombereka.
Now you get around to the sick and there's got to be some reason that the sick when we pray for them if they're not healed.
Sono iwe ukufika kwa varuwali ndipo pakuenera kuva chifukwa chinyake icho varuwali para ise tikuvarombera iwo usange iwo vandachire.
Now I want you, if the Lord willing, for just a short sermon on Sunday morning to, so I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Ndipo ine ngukumba kuti usange fumu ya zomerezika pa uparazi ufupi waka pa sabata mlenji na poso. Ntewara ine ndivenge na chisopo cha machirisko na kurombera vantu wose.
And Billy Powell or some of them will be here Sunday morning by 8 o'clock when the church opens to give the people cards as they come in the door. Whenever they get in.
Ndipo bire po panji vanyake va iwo vaza mkuvakuno pa sabata mlenji. Pakunji 8 koloko, apo charichiri kujurikira, kuti wapereke kuvandu makadi apo iwo vakunjira pa murgango, panji nyingori yose iwo vakunjira.
And now, I want to try to believe the Lord has somehow given me a little insight on the reasons why that some people are not healed.
Ndipo sonno pa manyuma, ene ngukumba kuti ndiyezge, ine kukomezia kuti fumu jiri kundipa ine kulaviska mukati kuchoko pavifukwa hivyo pali vantu vanyake wa kuchira chara.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Ndipo ine kukomezia ndikuleka kupulikiska. Ndipo ine kukomezia panyake ishe tiza mkeoya paicho pa sabata mlenji para fumu ya zomerezga.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Sono, ungano wa marurombo wa pachitatu usiku ndi ungano ufupi waka, uko ise tikuungana pamoza na kuromba, umo ise tachitira na kuyanjana pamoza.
Sometimes, I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is the lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Yes, amen.
Nyengo zinyake ine kugomezga chimoza cha vindu vikuru icho ine ngusanga mnyengo iye. Ndi kusoveka chisimikizgo pa icho ise tikugomezga. Mkuona?
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what more?
Usange chiuta mumazuwa ga John Wesley. Wakachitenge mwenyengo ira icho iyo wachita mwenyengo iye. Kasi ichi ntena chikachita vichi, mumazuwa ga Martin Luther, panji vinyake vinandi.
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, by science, and every move it's in motion, has to recognize.
Umo icho ise tikumuona iyo wakuchita. Vyose kusimikizgika na mpingo, na mzimu, na sayansi, na chakuchitika chirichose, chake, chituzituzi chake chikwenera kuti chimanyikwe.
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Ndipo mazga chivuta apa kulengezanga ichi na kuchioyanga ichi pambere ichi chikama chindafisikike.
And then moving up on and prophesying and showing the very things that he said they'll come to pass perfectly exactly what he said.
Ndipo nteura kusuntira muntazi na kuchimanga na kuoneskanga chindu chenechira icho iyo wakayoya. Ichi za mkukwanirisikika mwakufikapo ndende icho iyo wakayoya.
And still we sit kind of slowful as if we wonder, well, wonder if that could mean me, wonder if it could mean just the church and whole. What if I'm really included in this?
Ndipo ise tikukara nditu ngati vakata, ngati kuti ise tikuzizwa. Inya, nguzizwa usange icho chingamanya kunganamula ine, nguzizwa usange ichi chingamanya kunganamula waka mpingo, uose. Panji, nguzizwa usange ine ndiri monadi mu ichi.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that we might enlighten us a little.
Ine nkugomezga pa sabata mlenji. ine ndiza mkiyezga kuyoya pazinyake za fundo izo ivyo vingamanya kutingweruska ise pachoko.
Now, tonight, I found something just turned to it here before I come down. I thought, what a brother Neville, would I get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak and just sit down.
Sono siku uu, ine nangu sanga chinyake, nangu jurawaka kuichi apa, pambere ine nangu fika kuno. Ine nangu ganagana, uli usange mbali niviru, usange ine nengaruta kusika kura, iyo mbwenu vitachitika kuti wayoyenge. Nyamuka ndipo yoya, ndipo mbwenu wakukara wakapasi. Mkuona?
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures, because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Ine nangu ganagana, ine nchiwemi ndirembepo malemba gangapo, chifukwa, ine nkumanya, iyo ndi mbare muweme chumene, ndipo ise tikumuonga iyo.
Before we pray over the words, I want to recognize a brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them. They are here, friends of mine.
Pambere ise tindarombere mazgo, ine nkukumba kutendi mwoneskeni a mbale. Ine nta ningaznura nanga ndizinalake panyingwe iye, vaviri wa iwo. Iwo wali muno vabwezi wa ine.
They're ministers and evangelists in the field going out. They heard these messages by tape. And they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Iwo ndi vapalazgi ndipo vanene mumaro ga utumiki. Kurutanga kukatumikira. Iwo wakapulika mautenga aga patepi. Ndipo iwo wali kufuma ku mabungwe ka kupambana pambana. Vachinyamata vaviri vachichepere.
The boy is so, one of them so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting. I believe I was in a businessman's breakfast and a young fella, fine young fella come down and they're from Kansas.
Ndipo mnyamata walinkanira. Yumoza wa iwo unwa kukondwa chomene, mpaka iyo wakakirira mu Tucson, nkanira masonosono mkujara wungano. Ine kukomezga ine nkava mu chakurga cha mlenji cha vandu wa maronda. Ndipo mnyamata wachichepere, mnyamata muweme wachichepere wakafika, ndipo iyo ndi iwo wakufuma ku Kansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Ndipo iwo vayenda ulendo ose kufika kuno kuti ine ndiva kwatiske iwo. Ine nkuonga icho.
To think that people are believing your prayers enough to believe that God would hear an answer. Young people starting out in life like this.
Kuganagana kuti vantu awo bakugomezga mumarurombo gako. Mwa kukwanira. Bakugomezga kuti chihuta wangamanya kupulika na kuzgora. Vachinyamata kukulanga mumoyo ngati nteura.
And when he got here for me to marry him yesterday to find out the state law of Indiana requires that even though with their blood test, to wait here in the state 3 days before they can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
Ndipo para iwo wakati wafika kuno kuti ine ndiva kwatiske iwo, mairo. Kusanga kuti lamuro la boma la Indiana likukumba, kuti nangauli vachita kupimika kwao kwa ndopa, kuti valindizie muno mucharu mazuva gatatu, pambere iwo vanda kwatiskike. Nteora iwo vanga kwatiskika chara mpaka pachinkonde mlenji.
And I asked our brother there on the end if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is and his lovely little lady there and the next brother.
Ndipo ine ndi mfumbenge mbale witu pa umaliro. Usange iyo wanga imirira waka ndipo watipalire ise kasi iyo ndinjani na dona wake mchoko kutemweka uko na mbale walikufupi.
Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus, God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Nkumuongani ime nkanira chomene. Ise nadi tikuwa kumbira vakazembe vachinyamata ava kumulimo wafumu Yesu vitumbiko vya chuta kuti viende nawo pantowa.
And as I'm wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Ndipo hapo ine nkulingalira kulendezanga kwiza kwa fumu na kuona wanarumi wachichepere na wanakazi wachichepere na chakulinga mumtima kuti watumikire Kristu. Icho chikundikondwereska ine uonane kubaona iwo wakukura ngati nteura. Fumu imutumbikene imwe chomene mbalewane mlongosi.
Now, let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life. And it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of films.
Sono tieni ise tikajure kubukuli chonko leni iro ine ntandi likuyo yapo na kale mumoyo wane. Ndipo iri indi nkanira chipatoro waka chimuza buku la Filimon.
I'm just a little bit Irish. And I do have a wall around my bottom teeth to hold a couple in the back in place.
Ndipo ichi ndi ine ndine waka mu Irish pachoko. Ndipo ine ndiri na waya kuzingirira minogane gakusi kuti ukozgere maro mwao gaviri kunyuma.
Sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, and sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Ine nyengozi nyake ine ntangu zinura mazina aga makora. Para ine nkumanya icho igo gari. Ndipo nyengozi nyake ine ntangu zinura igo makora. Chifukwa cha kuperevera masambiro.
So, Philemon, someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Nteura Filimon, mnyake wangu yoya kunyuma uko. Chene icho ine nkukanagana ndi kuzinura kuweme kwa ichi.
Now the first verse, I want to take just a word or two from it. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner. Amen.
Sono vesi la kudanga, ine kukumba kudendi tolepo waka lizgu panjiga viri kufuma pa ichi. Paulos, mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu. Ndipo icho ndicho ine ngukumba kuti ndigwiriske nchito usiku uu ngati makani parafumu ya somerezga ndi mkaidi.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner, a born free man filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Sonno. Imwe nta mungalingalira Paulos kujitora iyo mwene mkaidi. Muntu wakubabika mwa wanangwa. Wakuzuzgika na mzimu mtuwa. Kwene ndipo uli iyo kujichema iyo mwene mkaidi.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. By the will of God. When he's speaking to Timothy, different ones.
Ndipo sono ise dikusanga kuti, para iyo wakayoya kuwa Korinte, Paulos mpostori wa Yesu Kristu. Nyengo inyake, Paulos mteveti wa Yesu Kristu mwakumbo la chuta. Para iyo wakayoya kwa Timote, vantu wakupambana pambana.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul, an apostle.
Sono para iyo kulemba apa kwa Filimoni, iyo wakati. Paulos mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu. Paulos mpostori.
I like to preach one night on that. Paul, a servant. Preach on that. And then Paul, a prisoner.
Ine yungu kumba kutendiza kaparazike usiku umoza pa icho. Paulos, mteveti. Ndiza kaparazike pa icho. Ndipo pa manyuma, Paulos mkaidi.
But tonight, being that you take hours to duly consider one of the subjects, I'd like to take tonight Paul, the prisoner, and take the subject of a prisoner.
Kwene usiku uu, pakuva kuti ichi chingamanya kutora maora kuti titore mukufuasa chimuza cha visambizo. Ine kukumba kuti nditore usiku ugu Paulos mkaidi na kutora chisambizo chakuti mkaidi.
Now let us bow our heads just a moment.
Sono tieni tisindamiske mitu yitu paka nyingo waka.
Lord Jesus, any man that's physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Fumu Yesu, mundu waliose uyo walina kumanya kwa kutupi, wangamanya kujura mapeji ya Baiboro ili. Kwene mzimu mtuwa weka wangamanya kumasulira ichi mkulongosora uko ili likungana mula kuchita.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great mighty prophet, Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Ise tikumuromba iyo kuti wafike sono, ndipo wativwire ise kuti tipulikiske icho ichi chikava, chikayoweka. Mukuru uyu, mprofeti wa nkongono, Paulos, ndipo wakujichema iyo mwene mkaidi.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Nkuromba mzimu mtuwa wavumbure ichi kwa ise apo ise tikulindizga kwa iyo. Muzina la Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul, when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail, down there in the dungeons of this city, a prisoner.
Sono ine nkumanya kumlingalira Paulos, apo iyo wakalemba karata iyi kwa Filimoni, umo iyo wakakalira mugadi. Kusika kula mchitorokosi cha msumba uu, mkaidi.
And he can well know by his position what the word meant.
Ndipo iyo wakamanya makoragene maudindo wake, icho mazgu kakanganamura.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Iyo wakazingirizgika na visuro. Iyo wakamanya kumasulika kuti usange mwenyake wakamanya kumzomereza iyo kuti wa masulike. Ndipo iyo wakamanya icho chikava kuwa mkaidi.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his prison condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Ndipo nteura kamozaso ine nkukomezia kuti mpostori wakanganamula waka pachoko, ntanganira kuyo yeranga ichi kunyengo yake ya sono. Umo pakuwa mkaidi wa wake, umuntu wake wakaramuno muiri gadi iri.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will,
Emma,
being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Kweni ine kugomezia iyo wakarongo soranga kuwake, umuntu wake, muzimu wake, kumbolake, pakuwa mkaidi kwa Yesu Kristu.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision that we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agent.
Sono isetose tikubabika, mundu wakuchita kusanka kwa wanangwa, kuti tipange chigamuro chirichose icho ise tikukumba kupanga. Chiwuta maurunji wakuchita icho. Chifukwa, iyo wakwenera kuti wamavike mundu waliyose parufura wakuyana, panji iyo wakavikapo mundu wambura kwenerera pa, iyo wakawikapo mtu wakudanga parufura wakwanangika, kuti iyo wakamivika pakusanka kwa wanangwa.
See, we're just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Mkuona, ise tirinkanira ndende usiku uu ngati Adam na Eva, palije mpambano.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Chiweme na chihene vijakarankanira pantazi pa imoza wa ise. Umoyo na nyifwa, ise tingamanya kupanga kusankha kwithu chili kwa imwe kuti mupange ichi.
See, that's what Adam and Eve did. You see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Mukuona, umo ndimo Adam na Eva vakachitira. Ndipo wanani, ndipo iwo vakasankha mwa ujira. Ndipo sono mwa icho, chikuvika mtundu wose, mtundu wa bantu pasi pa nyifwa, chirango cha nyifwa.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that the, his subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Ndipo pa manyuma chivuta waka kirapansi mkawonekero waka muntu, ndipo wakatora nyifwa ira, ndipo wakaripira chirango cha nyifwa, kuti bantu vake awo wakakumba kuti vawe wakumasuka, wakamanya kuwa wakumasuka.
Now, if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said, I saved you, whether you want to save or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong base.
Sono sange iyo wakati toraise, kwa mblantowa yeneira iyo wakachitira Adam na Eva, wakati jumbisikira waka ise mchinyake wakati, ine ndi mponosike ninge imwe kwari imwe mkukumba kuponosikeka panjichara. Ntewora iyo wakamvika Adam na Eva pa palufura ruwa kwa nangika imwe wanane.
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Kweni waliose imoza waise wakwenera kuti wasanke zuva iri pakatikati panyifwa na umoyo. Ise tingamanya kuchita ichi.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove, exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Umoene nango yoyera wanka, usange kuvara kwako kusimikizgirenge. Umoyo wako usimikizgirenge nkanira chigava icho iwe uli. Ine ngupwerera chara kasi ndi chigava uli icho iwe ukuyooya kuti uli. Icho iwe ukuchita, zvalirose chikusimikizgira icho iwe uli.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Ima ya muri kupulika kayoyero kakare. Umoyo wako ukuyooya makukwezika chomene. Ine nkupulika chara ukaboni wako. Mkuona, vinu, vya kuchitika vinu vikubangula chomene.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Ine nyingo zose ndakara nkugomezika mkuchemerezika na kudukaduka. Kweni ine nyingo zose ndakara nkuyewaya kuti, ntau nga dukanga mchanya chomene kuruske umoyo uo iwe ukukara. Chifuwa charu chiwonenge icho.
See, you must just jump as high as you live. So, because somebody's watching you.
Ime mkuona, iwo kwenye rakuti uduke waka mchanya umo iwe ukukarira umoyo. Nteura, chifuwa mnyake ukukuona iwe.
And now when people won't come to church, many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Ndipo sono para vandu ntavi zenge kucharichi. Iwo, vanandi va iwo, ntava chitenge ichi. Ndipo vanji va iwo, awo ntavi zenge, ndi vandu vaneneska.
They see so much corruption in the church, until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Iwo vaona uchivundi unandichomene mumpingo, mpaka iwo ntava kukumba kuva na chinyake chirichose cha kuchita na ichi.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame them. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Ndipo nyengo zinandi ise tukuyooya pagano gano la pakwero la icho. Imwe nta mungabasuska iwo, wanane, chifukwa cha umovantu vakuchitira. Iwo vakuchichema iwo vene mukristu.
They're the greatest stumbling block that the world's got. Is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
Iwo ndi chikuvanzo chikuru chomene icho charo chirinacho. Ndi mwanarumi na vanakazi awa kuyoya kuwa mkristu. Ndipo vakukara umoyo wakulekana na kuyoya kwawo. Nkanira ndende.
Now for the disappointments of becoming at the judge.
Sono, pakuti kukumudusikika kuza mkwiza pacheruzgo.
Now, the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Sonno, wakwananga, wakuguriska mova, wanjuga, muzagali, iyo nta wamku kumudwa kupulika chigamuro chake chikuti, kuti urutenge mumoto wambura kumala, iyo nta wamku kumudwa.
But that fellow who is trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See, that professes to be a Christian and lives some other way.
Kwenye mtu yula uyo wakoyezika kujibisa iyo mwene kuseri kwa mtundu unyake wakuyoya kwa mpingo. Uyo ndi mnyamata uyo waza mkukumudu wapa zuwa la cheruzgo. Mkuona? Uyo wakuyoya kutindi mkristu, ndipo kukara umoyo unyake.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different because he's the greatest stumbling block we got. It's for that professor that says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Chingabachi weme kwa iyo kuti iyo nta wakayoyapo mtundu unyake uriwose wakuzomerezika. Wakayambapo, kuruska kuyambapo na kukara umoyo wa mtundu unyake. Chifukwa, iyo ndi chikuvazgo chikuru chomene isetirina iyo. Ndi wakuyoya yura uyo wakuyoya kuti iyo ndi mukristu. Ndi po kukara umoyo unyake wakulekana.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Nyengo zose ntao nga jipimanga umoyo wako na unandi wankongono iwe ulinazo za kuchitira mintondwe. Ndipo ise ntati kujipima taveni na unandi wakumanya uko ise tirinako kwa mazgu.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Kweni nyengo zose jipimeni mwavene, laviskani kunyuma na kutora chiverengero chakasi ndi mtunduuli wa chipaso icho umoyo uo imwe mkukara sono kupambika. Mkuona?
I preached some time ago at a businessman's meeting in Phoenix, Arizona of the reflection of Jesus, a reflecting Christian life.
Umoine nga parazgira nyengo inyake kale, paungano wa bantu wa maronda mu Phoenix, Arizona, za kuoneskeka kwa Yesu, kuoneskanga umoyo wa mukristu.
I said I was born up here in Kentucky, where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Ine nga yoya kuti ine nga babikira kumtunda kuno mu Kentucky. Uko nkwa chimizi chomene kale apo ine nga vamwana.
And this certain little boy never had a home like we have here, where we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Ndipo mnyamata mnyake mchoko uyu ntawa kawa na nyumba ngati ndiyo ise tirinayo kuno. Uko ise tikawa na wanakazi wanandicho mene wakutuwa. Awa wakachitanga kulaviska mgalasi, palipose mnyumba, kuti wasunge sisirao mumalo na vinyake nteura.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth, and this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Kwene hiyo wakaba na galasiri moza lichoko. Kachibantu waka, waka kajintika pakuni kuwaro, uko kukaba benchi la kuchapirapo. Uko dada na mama wake wakachapiranga. Ndipo iwo wakasikakula sisirao na vinyake nteura. Kufumera kukachibantu kachoko aka kagalasira kale kakajindika pakuni. Munenesko, uo ndi mtundu wa nyumba iwe ise tirinayo.
Anybody want to see a mare? We kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I'd picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Waliose uyo wakukumba kuti walaviske pa galasi, ise tamana, ise tikachitanga kutora kabokosi na kukwira pachanya pa benchi la kuchapira, na kulaviska mukachibantu akaka kagalasi iro ine nkasora ndamwene muviskwaskwa. Kura ntaku kava kusika mukentake, uko ndikuno mu Indiana kumtunda pamseu wa Utica kuno.
Now, this little kid has never exactly seen himself like that, so he comes to the city to visit his grandma. And at the, on the tour of the room, the grandma had a house that had a complete mirror on the door.
Sono mwanamchoko huyu wakawa wanda jionepo hiyo mwene ngati ntheura. Ntheura hiyo wakafika kumsumba kuti wazakavachezgere agogo vake vana kazi. Ndipo pa ili pakuchezgera pachipinda gogo mwanakazi wakava na nyumba iwe ikava na garasi rikuru pachijaro.
And so the little boy was running through the room, seeing another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Ndipo ntheura mnyamata mchoko kuchimbiranga mwenemura mchipinda. Wakaona mnyamata mnyake mchoko kundazi kwake. Ndipo mnyamata mchoko wakachimbiranga na yoso. Ntheura iyo wakanangana kuti iyo waime pa maminiti kachoko. Ndipo waone icho mnyamata mchoko wachitenge.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. He turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Ndipo para iyo wakati waima, mnyamata mchoko wakaima. Para iyo wakanganamula mtu wake, mnyamata mchoko wakanganamula mtu wake. Iyo wakakwanta mtu wake, mnyamata mchoko wakakwanta mtu wake.
Finally walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement, said, "Well, mother, that's me."
Paumaliro wakasendelela kufupi kuti waone seske. Ndipo iyo wakanganamuka. Ndipo mama wake wakamlaviskanga iyo. Na agogo wake wanakazi mwakuzizwa. Wakati, chifukwa mama, uyo ndine.
So I said that we two are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Teura ine nkayoya kuti. Ise na teso tikuone sikera chinyake. Mkuona, umoyo witu ukuone sikereka.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we talk in that great day that Noah lived? What side would we talk in the days of Moses?
Ndipo sono usange ise tikakalenge mumazuwa ga Noah. Kasi ise ntena tikatona chigaba chanjani. Kasi ise ntena tikatora chigawa uli mwenyengo ikuru yira iyo Noa wakakaramo. Kasi ise ntena tikatora chigawa uli mwenyengo ya Mosesi.
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great a mess of modernism, like the modern Jezebel, and had led all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way, and the church and the priests was all bowing to her?
Kasi ndi chigaba uli mumazuwa ka Elia mprofeti. Apo charo chose chikamiri mitizgika mu chiwunga-wunga chikuru cha umakono ngati Jezebel wa sono. Ndipo wakapuruskira vativeti vose wa Yehova mkachitiru wakacharu. Ndipo mpingo na vasofi vose wakamgwadiranga iyo.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stoop with Elijah?
Kasi mwente na mkatora chigaba cha kuchuka. Panji kasi imwente na mukaima na Elia.
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, and no seminary experience.
Sona mumazuwa gafume Yesu, para ise tingaganagana za muntu uyu uambla kuchuka, uambla kusembezgika na charu. Kukavavye sukuru iwo wakamanya kusanga kuti iyo wakarutako. Ndipo wakavavye chakumichitikira chakuseminare.
And then raised up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught. And condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Ndipo ntheura wakakula na zina lakuti wakubabikira mchigororo. Ndipo pa manyuma wakafika kuparazganga evangeli ilo likava la kususkana na chirichose cho iwo wakasambizgika. Chomene, ndipo wakasuskanga vaparazgi na mabungwe gawo na vinyake nteura.
And the organizations had made a statement that if anybody even went to hear this so-called prophet would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin.
They had to be accounted.
Ndipo magbungwe kakayoya makane. Usange mwenyake wakaruta kukamupulika uyu wakuti mprofeti. Waza mkusezgeka musunagoge. Chene icho kukawa kwa nanga kwa kutupi. Iwa wakainera kuti wapata ule.
Only way they could worship was under the blood of the lamb. They had to come to this sacrifice and then they were outcast. And what a great thing it was.
Tawa imo zapera iwa wakamanya kusopa ikawapasi pandopa za mwanamberere. Iwa wakainera kuti wafike kusembe iye. Ndipo pamanyuma iwo wakawa wakusezgeka. Ndipo kasi ichi chikawa chindu chikuru uli.
This man ignored such as that. And yet he was perfectly with the scripture. But not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Ndipo mtu uyu wakakana chanteura ngati icho. Ndipo kweni iyo wakawankanira wakufikapo na lemba. Kweni nta umwe iwo wakamanyira ichi. Kasi imwe ntena mukatora chigawa uli. Mkuona.
Now your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then because you still are possessed
Amen.
With the same spirit.
Amen.
Sono nta umoyo winu uwa imwe mkukara sono. Ukuoneskera sono icho imwe ntena mkachita panyingu ira. Chifuwa imwe mchari nditu wakukoleka na mzimu weneura. Mkuona.
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then. Because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Gusange imwe matora chigawa icho sono na iwo. Imwe ntena mkachita ichi panyingo ira. Chifukwa, mzimu weneula uo ulima imwe sono ukawa muvantu nyingo ira. Mkuona?
The devil never takes his spirit. He just goes off from one man onto another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other. See?
Devuru wakutora mzimu wake chara. Iyo wakufuma mwaka mwamunji moza na kunjira mwamunyake. Chivuta ntawa kutora mzimu wake, iyai. Uu kuruta kufuma mwamunji kuruta mwamunyake. Mkuona?
So, the very spirit is upon Elijah, come upon Elisha. Same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Teura mzimu weneura ukawa pa Elia ukiza pa Elisha. Umoza weneura pa Yohani Mbabatizi na wanyake nteura.
The Holy Spirit was up on Christ, come upon the disciples, all down still upon the people, you see. God never takes his spirit, so there we are left to make a choice.
Mzimu mtuva ukawa pa Kristu, ukiza pa basambiri, uwose kufuma nyingo ira, nipo uchari pa vantu. Ima mkuona, chivuta ntawa kutora mzimu wake. Nte uraise tire hapo, kutitipange chisango chitu.
And I can't see here where Paul was regretting anything and saying he was sorry he was a prisoner, but he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
Ndipo ine ntangu wana apa uko Paulos wakadandauranga chirichose na kuyawayanga kuti iyo wakawa wachitima kuti iyo wakawa mkaidi. Kweni iyo wakajewayanga iyo mwene. Ine kukomeza kuti Paulos, apo iyo wakalemba karata iyi na chakulembera chira, kuti wakawa mzimu mtuva kumpangisanga iyo kuti walembe icho.
That maybe even to this night that we might pull out the context
Amen.
Of our text to show why Paul did this because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Kuti panyake nangangufika kusiku uu, makuti setingamanya kutora makane ga mutu witu, kuti tiwaneske chifukwa icho Paulos wakachitira ichi. Chifukwa, ichi ndi malemba, ndipo malemba ndi ga muira ira.
I believe that sitting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here, that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Ine nkugomezia kuti chikalire mgadira kale ili la mdima. Kuti Paulos wakalemba kwa mbwezi wake apa kuti mbali wake. Kuti iyo wakawa mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu. Ntewara iyo wakamanya kuoneska ichi pa kuona icho chikamzingirira iyo.
Now he was in jail. But that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the Word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the Word.
Sono iyo wakabamugadi, kweni icho ntandicho iyo wakayoya kwa uyu mutebeti uyu wa Kristo, muparazgi pamoza na iyo. Iyo wakayoyanga kuti iyo wakabamukaidi wa mazgu ga Yesu Kristo, chifukwa Kristo ndi mazgu.
Yes,
and Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambition.
Ndipo Paulo si wakawa muntu wa kusambira chomene munyengo yake. Iyo wakawa na chakukumba chikuru.
He was a man that had been trained by a fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
Iyo wakaba muntu uyo wakasambizgika na vantu, muntu wakumanyikwa na zina rakuti Gamaliel, uyo wakaba msambizgi mkuru mnyengo yake, imoza ya skuru zikuru uko iyo wakaruta.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, they've been taught as a minister of the Word.
Mwacherezgero. Ngati ndi umoise tikuyoyera, Wheaton, Panji Bob Jones, Panji skuru inyake ya kuzirwa. Iyo wakasambizgika ngati mparazgi wa mazgu.
And he was well educated and smart, and an intelligent boy with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. He had an ambition.
Ndipo iyo wakawa wakusambira chomene, ndipo wakuchenjera. Ndipo mnyamata wazeru uyo wakava na chakukumba chikuru chakuti panyake zivare nyake kusakava msofi, panji msofi mkuru kuvantu. Iyo wakava na chakukumba.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for, he spent all his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Ndipo nteura kusanga kuti chakukumba chikuru ichi icho iyo wakasambizgikira. Ndipo wakakara umoyo wake wose. Kufumira panyake msingu wa virimika pafupufupi 8 panji 10. Kufika pafupufupi 30 panji 35. Pari iyo wakati wamalizika kukoleji ndipo wakakozgeka.
Had all these diplomas and everything and stood in good with all the clergy. Even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Ndipo wakawa na madiploma yake wose na chirichose. Ndipo wakaima na wose wa valiska. Nanga kufika kumsofi mkuru ku Yerusalemu.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said. And to bind them and put them in jail.
Iyo wakapokera malangulo kufuma kwa iyo, malangulo ga kwa iyo mwene, ga kulembeka, ndipo wakagomezgeka na Sauli mkuru uyu, kuti warute kusika kudamaseko, na kuti wakavasange wose vara kusika kura, au wakasopanga chiuta mkususkana na icho iyo wakayoya, na kuti wakavamange iyo na kuvavika iyo mgadi.
The necessary order was to put him to death if he wanted to. He had great ambition.
Usange nchakwenerera, iyo wakaba na maranguro kuti wakaba kome iyo, usange iyo wakakumbenge kuchita. Iyo wakaba na chakukumba chikuru.
And that all that he had trained for, God had took it all out of him.
Amen.
Ndipo sono vyose ivyo iyo wakasambizgika. Chiwuta wakafumisikamo vyose mwa iyo. Mkuona?
And what his objective was. And what his father had spent his money for. And the ambitions of his father and mother was all had been taken away from him. Because God had something else.
Ndipo icho chikava chakulinga chake. Na icho adadavake wakanangira pondarama. Na vya kukumba vya adada na mama wake, vyose vikafumisikikako kwa iyo chifukwa chakuti, chiuta wakava na chinduchinya keso.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life, and he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ, who was the Word.
Amen.
Ipo iyo wakava mkaidi kuchakulinga chake, icho iyo wakava nacho mumoyo. Ndipo wakazgoka mkaidi kwa Yesu Kristu, uyo wakava mazgu.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock the rest of the day, that he was stricken down, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Ulende ula waku Damaseko ukamsinta Paulos. Wakwiza waku Kira, pafupufupi 11 koloko, panyake mumahanya, kuti iyo wakatimbikira pasi. Ndipo iyo wakapulika lizu kuti, Sauli, jifukwa uri iwe ukundizikizga ine.
And he looked up, and looking up being a Jew, and know that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel, because he knew that's what it was.
Ndipo iyo wakalavisika kuchanya. Ndipo kulavisika kuchanya pakuwa Myuda. Ndipo kamanya alavirira la moto wakawa Yehova uyo wakalongozika vana wa Israeli. Chifukwa iyo wakamanya kutilira ndicho ili likava.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord. Capital L-O-R-D, Elohim. Unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was, because he was trained scholar.
Kumbukirani, muhebere uyu ntena wakachema chana chirichose kuti fumu, chirembo chikuru, F-U-M-U, Elohim. Peka peka iyo wakakutira kutichira ndicho ili likava. Chifukwa iyo wakava muntu wakusambizgika.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Ndipo para iyo wakati walavisika kuchanya. Ndipo iyo wakakuona uku, kuvala, lavira moto ilo likarongozika vandu vakwake mumapopa.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, capital Lord, who are you?
Ndipo iyo wakati, fumu, Elohim, chilembo chikulu, F-U, fumu, ndimwe njani imwe.
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian. To say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Ndipo kasi ichi chikainera kuva cha kuzukumisika uli kwa kusambira vya uchiuta uyu. Kuyawaya kuti, ine ndine Yesu. Mwene yura uyo iyo wakatinka chomene. Kasi, nchingana muka uli.
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man. That all his ambitions that he had to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Oh, ichi chika inarakuti chika machinyake chakofya chomene kwa muntu uyu. Kuti vya kukumba vyake vyose, ivyo iyo wakava navyo. Kuti wakasanga, mbwenu panyengo imoza, iyo wakazikizganga.
His ambitions had drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Vya kukumba vyake vika mkangira iyo kutari chomene kufuma kuchindu cheneko icho iyo wakakumba kuti wachite.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Ndipo kasi. Kasi chikava cha kuzukumisika chikuru uri ichi chikainera kuti chikava kwa mpostori uyu. Pale iyo wakati, ine ndine Yesu, mwene uyo iyo wakazikizganga. Kasi iwo kundi zikizgirachi ine.
Another little quotation we might drop in here. You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church, they are making fun of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Chiduskwa chinyake chichoko ise panji tingaponyamo umu. Imo onane. Apo iwo wakuseka mpingo. Iwo ntawa wakuseka mpingo. Iwo wakumuseka Yesu.
Why persecutest thou me?
Kasi iwe ukundizikizikirachi ine.
How could Paul then with all his intellect believe that this was this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claim to be serving.
Amen.
Kasi vikashitika uli Paulo sipamanyuma na maharaga kegose ga mutu wagomeze kuti ichi wakava kuti guru ili lene iro iyo wakazikizganga wakava chuta mwene yura uyo wakayoya kuti wakatumikiranga.
I think that without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen.
Ine kwanangana ndicho ichi kwamba la kuluta mukorongosora. Ine nkwanangana kuti ise tonse tiri kusambizikika mwakukwanira chomene kuti timanye icho ine nkwanganamula apa. Chindu chene chira chikuchitika mwanya uno.
Paul, through ignorance, but yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Paulos, kwizira kwambla kumanya. Kweni wakava wazeru za mutu ndipo wakuchenjera. Wakuchenjera chomene kuruska vara vambula kusambira va Galilea awo iyo wakazikizganga. Awo wakava mkujikizga kwao, wakava kuti vamzomera kale mtu uyu ngati fumu.
But Paul in his great teaching and his intellectuals could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Kweni Paulos mukusambizika kwake kukulu na maharagake ga mutu wakazomera chara icho. Ndipo kasi kukava kungana mukauli uku kukava kwa iyo paulendo ugu.
And he was stricken blind so he would not carry out his commission but was led down to a place in a street called Straight in the house of one.
Ndipo iyo wakazgoka wachiburumutira. Nteora iyo wakatondeka kurutirizga nchito yake. Kweni wakarongo zikekera kusika kumaro mumsewu wakuchemeka wakunyoroka na nyumba ya Yumoza.
And then come the prophet down there by the name of Ananias who saw in a vision him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Ndipo pa manyuma wakiza mprofeti kusika kura zinarake Anania. Uyo wakawona mumbonooni iyo wakwiza. Wakawona uko iyo wakava, wakaruta kusika uko iyo wakava, ndipo wakanjira mwene mura.
It said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ndipo wakati, mbale Sauli, fumu ikakuonekera iwe pamseu kusika, yanditumaine kuti ine ndivike maoko gane pa iwe, ndipo iwe upokere kulaviska kwako, ndipo uzuzgike na mzimu mtuva.
Be one of us. What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice versa.
Amen.
So now, with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Wanani mko iyo wakava. Kasi chikainera kuti chikava chinduuli kwa Paulos. Mkuona, vyose hivyo iyo wakasambizgika kuti wachite vikasinta. Ndewora sonu na masambiro wose iyo wakava nao. Ichi chikazgoka waka chambla pindu kwa iyo.
Now he knew that he had an experience. So here's another good lesson for us. That experience alone isn't enough.
Amen.
It's got to be an experience according to the word.
Amen. Of the Lord.
Sonno, iyo wakamanya kuti iyo wakava na chakumuchitikira. Ntewora hapa pare chisambizo chinyake chiweme kwa ise. Kuti, chakukuchitikira chakapera chakukwanira chara. Ichi chikwenara kuwa cha kukuchitikira cha kulingana na mazgu gafumu.
So him seeing this and know that it was a great something than if somebody else had received it before him, he took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Ntewora iyo pakulaviskanga ichi, na kumanya kuti ichi chikavachinyake chikuru. Ntewora kuri mtu mnyake wakapokera ichi pambere iyo wakava wanda chipokere. Iyo wakatora virimika vitatu na miezi sikisi kusika mumapopa kwa Arabia.
Taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament and going down there to compare this experience that he had had and see if it was scriptural.
Kutoranga Baiboro, omoichi chikavirako kale, chipangano chakale, na kurutanga kusika kura, kuti wakalinganizike cha kumchitikira ichi icho iyo wakabanacho na kuona usange ichi chikava cha malemba.
Amen. Now what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow over and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
So na uli usange iyo wakayoyenge. Inya, ine nkusachizika kwa nguwa kumala kwa mpepo ya mkunto pachoko, ndipo ikarutirira. Ine ndiro ndazgenge zeruzane za mutu.
Now, he had to become a prison to something. A prison.
Sono, iyo wakainera kuti wazgoke wakukakika kuchinyake mkaidi.
So after comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews as a type.
Njewura pa manyuma pa kuchiringanizga ichi na kulaviskanga, nicho chifukwa iyo wakamanya kulemba buku la Wahebere mucha kuimira.
See, 3 years and a half laying in the Word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back and changing all of his interests.
Mkuona, virimika vitatu na hafu kusika kura, kusambiranga mazgu, na kusanganga kudichivuta mwene yura uyo wakamuchema iyo, wakamtoleranga iyo kunyuma, na kusintanga zeru zake zose za mutu.
Changing all of the ever thought, they're already trained to be all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him.
Amen.
And he became a prisoner.
Kusinda vyose hivyo iyo wakaganagana, vyose hivyo iyo wakasembezgika kuzakava, vya kukumba vyake vyose, wakasisita waka vyose mwa iyo, ndipo iyo wakazgoka mkaidi.
The love of God had been so tremendous and such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Chitema cha chivuta chikava chiweme chomene. Ndipo ufumbuzi wanteura kuti iyo nta wakamanya kufumako kuichi.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Icho ndi cha kumichitikira cheneko cha kugomeze wali yose mneneska uyo wakukumana na chivuta.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. Amen. See, you get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Iwe ukukumana na chinyake icho nchikuru chomene. Kuti ukuzgoka mkaidi kuchinyake chirichose. Mkuona? Iwe kufumako kuchinyake chirichose. Kuti ukajikakirire wa mwene kuichi.
It's expressed one time what Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells all the things he's got to get that one.
Ichi chikawoneskeka nyengo imoza uko Yesu wakati. Ufumo kuchanya ndichinyake ngati muntu wakugura ngare. Ndipo nteuna para iyo wakaisanga ngare ikuru yira. Iyo wakagurisa vyose hivyo iyo walinavyo kuti wagule imoza yira.
And that's why we hear you have an intellectual conception. You have a theological experience.
Ndipo umo ndimo chiriri apa. Ime mulina kapulikisikiro kazeru za mutu. Ime mulina na chakumchitikirani chakusambira vya uchiuta.
But when it comes to a time that when you really find the real thing, you just cut out everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Kweni para ichi chafika kunyengo para ime mwachisanga na dichindu cheneko. Ime mkuguriska waka chinyake chirichose. Ndipo ime mkujijalira mwavene mkati kuichi.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
Paulos wakamanya icho ichi chikava. Iyo wakasanga kuti iyo wakakakikira kuchinyake. Ngandu Moise tikuvikira hachi muvingwe. Ichi nchakuti chiguze chinyake.
And Paul knew after this experience and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he has with the Bible.
Ndipo Paulo si wakamanya, pamanyuma pachakumichitikira ichi, ndipo virimika vitatu na hafu vya kulembanga, chakumichitikira iyo wakabanacho na Baiboro.
He realized that God had chosen him and has punished him by the Holy Spirit, the experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself punished him.
Iyo wakamanya kuti chiuta wakamsanga iyo. Ndipo wakamkakirira iyo na mzimu mtuva. Chakumichitikira icho iyo wakabanacho. Kuti waguzire ivangeli pamaso pa mitundu. Mzimu iyo wene ukamkakirira iyo.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed, hooked up. We can't go without being with us.
Amen.
Ndipo mwanya uno ngati vatewete wa Kristu ise tikuzgoka vakukakiririka vakukoreka ise ntati ngafumamo ise tanjizgika mukati na ichi kukakiririka kumazgu.
No matter what anyone else says, you're harnessed to it. There's something about it that you just can't get away from it.
Palijekandu kwa limnyake wakuyewa ya vichi, iwe wakakiririka kuichi, palichinyake za ichi, kutiwe ntaa ungafumako kuichi.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost, has yoked you to the Word, no matter what anyone else says, it's the Word.
Iwe warumikizika na ichi, na mzimu mtuva, wakulumikiza iwe kumazgu, kwa limnyake waliyose wakuyewa ya vichi, ichi ndi mazgu.
That's always harness up with it, put in a yoke with it, to the Word by the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Awo nyengo zose ga kukakiririka na ichi, kuvikika mugoliwori na ichi, kumazgu na mzimu, iyo wakakiririka.
He had learned on the back side of the Arabian desert there, when all his former things and experiences and ambitions that he had been stripped of those things.
Iyo wakasambirira kuseri kumpepete kwa chipalamba cha Arabia kula. Apo vindu vyake vyose vyakale na vyakumichitikira na chakukumba kuti iyo wakapokeka vindu vira.
Now that's what we find today, that we must be stripped first. And people don't want to be stripped.
Amen.
Sonno, uko ndiko ise tikusanga mwanya uno, kuti ise tikwenera kuti tipokeke chakudanga. Ndipo vantu vakukumba chara kuti vapokeke.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah.
The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching.
Yeah.
Mbale wa Methodist wakukumba kuti wakoreskeko pachoko kuchisambizgu chake cha Methodist. Mbare wa Baptist wakukumba kuti wakoreskeko pachoko kuchisambizgu chake cha Baptist. Mkuona?
But you've got to absolutely be stripped of everything. And just born again afresh and take up from there that the Holy Spirit leads.
Kwenye iwe ukwenera kuti upokeke chirichose, ndipo babikeso waka kamozaso. Ndipo yambako kufumira apo. Zomerezga mzimu mtuwa wakurongozge.
My daddy said when he got in, went to the church, he shook hands with the pastor. He's a good loyal member.
Iwe ntao nga yowoya, inya sono wane, dada wane wakati, para iyo wakati wafika, wakanjira mcharichi, iyo wakakorana chasa na mliska, iyo ndi membara muweme wakupulikira.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Chira panji chikama makora waka kumtundu wake, kweni ise ndise mtundu unyake. Mkuona? Sono ise tikwenara kuti tiwerere kunyengo za Baiboro kuzuwa iri.
The priest was harnessed too. But you see, they come over into another dispensation. And they ought to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
Vasofi vakakakiririka na woso. Kweni ime wanani? Iwo vakafika mudongo sorori nyake. Ndipo iwo Iwo wakutondeka kutaya vya kuvakakirira vyao na kuvwara cha kuvakakirira chipsha.
And the same thing we find today when he did come through a denominational age, as we prove through the church ages, the Bible and so forth.
Ndipo chindu chanichira ise tikuchisanga mwanya uno. Ise nadi tikizira mumuwiro wa bungwe. Umo ise tikasimikizgira ichi mumuwiro ya mpingo, baiboro na vinyake nteura.
But we come now to a free age where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known. Makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Kwene ise tikwiza sono kumuwiro wa wanangwa. Uko mzimu mtuwa yomwene wakwiza na kujikozgera yomwene. Na kujipanga yomwene kumanyikwa. Wakupanga pangano lirose ilo iyo wakalaizga. Kutili kwa nyeresikike. Oh mwe, nyengo ikuruuli.
And he knew that another thing. He knew he could not go to places that being harnessed to this, that he would not, if he never had, he wanted to go.
Ndipo iyo wakachimanya icho, chindu chinyake. Iyo wakamanya kutiyo nta wakamanya kuruta kumalo. Kuti, pakuwa wakukakiririka kuichi, kuti iyo nta, kuti iyo wakachita. Kweni iyo, iyo wakakumbanga kuti warute.
He knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren.
Amen.
Well, he was invited to come, and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do
Amen.
Something else.
Amen.
He wasn't his own.
Iyo wakamanya kuti cha kukumba chake chikamguzira iyo pakati pa babari uko iyo wakachemeka kuti wafike. Ndipo kweni iyo wakakoserezgeka mumzimu kuti wachite chindu chinyakeso. Iyo nta wakawa iyo mwene.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Panyake minyake wangamanya kuyo yakuti. Mbare Sauli, mbare Paulos, ise tikukumba kuti iwe ufike kudera kuno. Chifukwa ise tirina chali chikuru chomene. Ise tirina guru likuru chomene. Zitero zako ziza mkuba zinandi na vinyake nteura.
But being pressed in the spirit.
Amen.
He thought, I got a brother over there, I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the spirit pressed him to go somewhere else. He was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Kweni pakuwa woko serezgeka mumzimu. Iyo wakaganagana. Ine ndire na mbali kula. Ine kukumba kuti ndiruteko. Ndipo nkamponoske mbali uyu. Kumtolera iyo kwa fumu. Kweni ndipo uli. Mzimu ukamkoserezga iyo kuti warute kumaroku nyakeso. Iyo wakava mkaidi. Unenesko.
Oh God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition and from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, chiuta tipangeni ise vakaidi ngati nteura. Kufuma kuvya kukumba vitu vya tawene na kufuma kuvieruzgo vitu tawene na kagananganiro kitu kaweme. Kuditive mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu.
I think that was a great statement.
Hallelujah.
I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the Word. See?
Yeah.
Ine nkwanagana gara kakaba makani kakuru kakuti. Ine ndine mkaidi kwa Yesu Kristu. Ndipo kumbukirani, iyo ndi mazgu. Mkuona?
No matter what anyone else thinks, it's the Word. See, if you're a prisoner to the Word. No denomination can sway you from it. It's just a word. You're a prisoner to it. That's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Kwari minyake wakuganagana vichi, ichi ndi mazgu. Mkuona? Usangiwe ndiwe mkaidi kumazgu. Kulije bungwe lingamanya kukupatusikako iwe kuichi. Ichi ndi mazgu. Iwe ndiwe waka. Iwe ndiwe mkaidi kuichi. Mbwenu kwa mara. Iwe kwenera kuchita umwe ichi chikuchitira.
Now, he cannot go certain places that he wanted. Because why? The Spirit forbade him.
Amen.
Sonno, iyo ntena wakaruta chara kumaroku nyake uko iyo wakakumbanga. Chifukwa, chavichi, mzimu ukamukanizga iyo.
You remember many times, that Paul would try to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Imaye mkukumbukira nyengo zinandi kuti Paulo siwakayezanga kuti warute kumaro kunyake. Kukanakananga. Kura ndiko ine ningamanya kuwa na ungano ukuru. Kweni mzimu ukamkanizganga iyo.
Yeah, now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ, harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Sono kasi icho chikulongosora pakweru na kusimikizgira kuti Paulo siwakawa mkaidi. Mkaidi kwa Yesu Kristu. Wakukakiririka kumazgu gake na mzimu. Oh, ine nguchitei mwa icho.
He was bound. He was bound by a chain, the fetters of love, to do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He's a prisoner.
Iyo wakakika. Iyo wakakika na cheni. Na vingwe vya chitemwa. Kuti wachite kumbo la chuta. Ndipo lirapera. Iyo wakava mkaidi.
He was in a fetters of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Amen.
Iyo wakava mvingwe vya chitemwa. Iyo wakava mgoriwori na Kristu. Iyo ntena wakakorovekana na chinyake chara. Iyo wakakorovekana na iyo.
And where the leak went, that's where he had to go.
Yeah.
Regardless of how green the pasture looked on this side or that side, he had to go the way the leader in the yoke went.
Ndipo uko mlongozi wakaruta, uko ndiko iyo wakainera kuruta. Kwa mbla kupwerera umo viweme vikavirako, uku kudera uku, panji kudera uku. Iyo wakainera kuruta, uko mlongozi na goriwori vikaruta.
Oh, tonight! If we as the brethren tabernacle could only become prisoners to our own selfish deeds, to our own ambitions, that we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to him.
Oh, usiku huu, usangeise, ngati Branham tabernacle, tingazgoka waka wakaidi, kuhumuntu witu tawene, kuvya kukumba vitu tawene, mauti seti ngamanya kujipereka kwa tundu tavene na kuwa haba kukorowekeka kwa iyo.
Amen. No matter what the rest of the world thinks,
amen.
What the rest of the world does, we're yoked with fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Kwa mbula kupwerera icho banyake wose vacharu vakuganagana vichi. Icho banyake wose vacharu vakuchita. Ise tiri kukakika na vingwe vya chitema. Ise ndise vakaidi.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't dance.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ, that I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
Marundigane ngakoroveke kachomene kwa Kristu. Iwo ntanga vinenge. Masogane ngakoroveke kachomene kwa Kristu. Mpaka ine, para ine nkuona vakwenda nkule vasono ava pamseu. Ichi chikutembenura mutu wane.
Hallelujah.
My heart is so yoked in love to him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Amen.
Wane, mtima wane ngokoroveke kachomene muchitema kwa iyo. Mpaka ine ngutondeka kuchitema charu ichi mtu wa iliose.
Hallelujah.
My will is so yoked to him that I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Hallelujah.
Kumbolane ndakoroveke kachomene kwa iyo. Mpaka ine ntana ngangumanya sono icho vya kukumba vyane viri. Mbwenu, kurikose imwe mkundirongozgera ine ndi murondezge ninge fumo. Ine ndivenge mkaidi. Mkuona?
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost again to wait on the word.
Paulo si wakava mkaidi nadi. Iyo nta wakaiwa yanga makani ya kwa nangika. Iyo wakasembezgika na mzimu mtuwa kamozaso. Kuti walindizge pa mazgu.
Now he's been trained one way, but God has trained him another way now. he was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord. No matter what his ambitions were.
Sono iyo wakasambizgika mtu wa imoza. Kweni chivuta wakamsambizga iyo mtu wa inyake sono. Iyo wakasambizgika na mzimu mtuwa. Kuti walindizge kwa fumu. Kwa mbla kupwerela icho vya kukumba vyake vikava.
Now I'm going to help the Holy Spirit show you something.
Sono, ine ndi chitenge mwakovgirika na mzimu mtuwa. Ndimu oneskeninge ima chinyake. Mkuona?
Now let's just take an instance. One day, Paul and Silas coming down the street in a certain city where it's holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Sono tiene titorepo waka chiresgero. Zivarimoza Paulos na Sira, waka kiranga na mseu mumsumba winyake uko iwo wakawa na chisisimuso. Ndipo mchoko, msungwana wakukoreka na chivanda wakarutirira kumurondezganga iyo. Kuchemerezganga kunyuma kwake.
And all that what Paul knows that he has the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Ndipo kumbura nkaiko kuti Paulos wakamanya kuti iyo wakabanawo mazaza ngati mpostole. Kuti wawucheme mzimu weheni ula ufumemo mumanakazi yura.
But did you notice he waited day after day until all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Amen.
So this is the hour. Then he said, now Spirit come out of her. See? Amen. He knows to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Kwene kasi ime mukawona, iyo wakalindizika zuwa na zuwa. Mpaka mbwenu kwa mabuchibuchi, mzimu mtuwa wakayoya kwa iyo wakati, ola ndi ili. Ntewora iyo wakati, iwe mzimu fumamo mwa iyo. Mkuona, iyo wakamanya kulindizga kwa fumu.
And there's where so many people they bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that? Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord's got to say.
Ndipo hapo ndipene papo vandu vanandi chomene manyauno vakuzisikira soni pamazgu. Iwa vakuruta uko na chakukumba. Kasi ndi visisimuso viringa virikulekeka vyambula chikoka chifukwa cha chindu ngati icho. Chifukwa muneni ntawo kulindizia kuti waone icho fumu yikwenera kuti yiyowoye.
Someone said, come over here. And they go right now because the association says go.
Vanji va iwo vakuti, zaninge kutera kuno. Ndipo iwo vakuruta nkanira sono chifukwa bungwe rikati rutani.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different. Yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other, or some elder or some bishop or something, was pulling. You must go. And yet he knows better. The Holy Spirit saying, go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Ndipo mzimu mtuva wayoyenge chindu chinyake chakulekana. Kwene chakukumba cha mundu kuti wawe mlara wa chigava. Panji chindu chinyake. Panji mlara mnyake. Panji bishop mnyake. Panji chinyake chingamanya kumukouka iyo. Iwe kwenera kuti urute. Ndipo kweni iyo wakumanya makora. Mzimu mtuva kuyoyanga. Uruta uku. Mkuona? Iyo wakorovekeka kubungwe rake.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's left by the Holy Ghost. He's yoked to prison.
Iyo ndi mkaidi kubungwe. Kwenu sange iyo wakorovekeka kwa Kristu. Iyo wakorongozgeka na mzimu mtuwa. Iyo, mkuona? Iyo wakorovekeka ndi mkaidi.
No matter what anything else says, it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Ntachi kupanga mpambano ili yose icho mnyake wakiyoya. Ichindi, mkuwa wakulira na beru wakulira. Iyo wakupulika lizgu la chivuta pera. ndipo iyo wakuyowa ya pekapera para ichi chafuma. Iyo nta wakuyowa ya kalikose.
Somebody say, oh, Brother Jones, Brother Roberts, or some of these great men in our land today, like Tommy Hicks, or Old Roberts, or Brother Tommy Osborne, some of those great evangelists.
Munyake wakuti, oh, Mbale Jones, Mbale Roberts, panji munyake, vantu vakuru vakuru awa mcharuchitu mwanye uno, ngati Tommy Hicks, panji Oro Roberts, panji Mbale Tommy Osborne, vanene vanji awo vakuru vakuru.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy, you're a great man of God, and I got an uncle that's laying over here that's all bound, and he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have the strength to heal him. See?
Wusange mnyake wangayoya kuti, zanga kudera kuno Tome. Iwe ndiwe muntu mukuru wa chuta, panji Oro. Ndipo ine ndiri na musibwene uyo wagona kudera uku, uyo ndi wakukakika yose. Ndipo iyo ndi murwari. Ine kukumba kuti iwe ufike, ine kukomeza kuti iwe ulina nkongono za kumchizgira iyo. Mkuona?
And maybe the Holy Spirit would say to him, not now.
Ndipo panyake mzimu mtuva wayo yenge kwa iyo, sono chara.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Kwene ndipo uli, kwa ubwezi wa munziura, iyo ndi wakaka mizgika kuti warute na iyo. Usangi iyo ntawa kuchita, iyo wakuzikoka murwane kwa munziura.
That man said, well, he went to so-and-so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Amen. If he's up to God.
Munziura wakuti, inya, iyo wakaruta kwa ngana na ngana, wakachizga manayura, panji mnyamata yura. Ine nkumanya iyo wakachita. Ndipo ine ndire mbwezi wake. Pavirimika onani, ndipo iyo nta wakizanga kumaro kwane. Kwenu sange iyo wakoserezgeka na mzimu mtuva, kuti wangarutanga chara. Iyo nchiwemi watundeke kuruta, usange iyo wakorovekeka kwa chiuta.
His friend, he loved. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow. Yeah. I experienced that so many times.
Mbwezi wake iyo wakamutemwa. Kweni nchiwemi iyo warongozgeke na mzimu mtuva kuti warute kura. Chifukwa ichi nta chaku mchitira chiwemi chirichose, mtowa iliyose. Ine chikundi chitikira icho nyingozi nandi.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do. Wherever the Spirit said.
Kweni Paulo si wakalindizika waka mzimu kuti umparire iyo chakuti wachite. Lindizikani kumzimu uwakayoya.
He stood one night preaching and he walked out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. How? Yeah. The same way he perceived is going to be wrecked upon an island.
Iyo wakaimirira usiku umoza kuparazganga. Ndipo iyo wakafuma kukura. Iyo wakawona muntu chikwavi. Ndipo mbwenu panyengo imoza. Mzimu kayoya kwa iyo. Ndipo iyo wakati. Ine nkuona uli umwa iwo wakaonera kuti iwo vamkuchita ngozi pachirwa. Mkuona?
I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ, and make you well. There you are. He was helped.
Ine nkuona kuti iwe uli na chipulikano chakuti uchizgikenge. Yimirira pa marundi yako. Yesu Kristu wakukupanga iwe wa msuma. Mkuona? Apo imwe muli. Iyo wakava, iyo wakakurovekeka.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened. But yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to say. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Iyo panji wakava na chisimuso chakumara sabata kudera kura ndipo palije icho chikachitika. Kweni ndipo uri iyo wakalindizga mzimutuwa kuti uyo woye. Mkuona? Iyo wakakurovekeka kuchakupemba chakufika pochira.
Now you say, Brother Ben, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time. But you remember, it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road and said, I'm sending you back amongst the sick and the
sick. Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
So no imwe mkuti, mbare Branham, iwo kususka icho iwe ukayoya pasabata, za iwe kuti wakara ukulindizika nyinga yose iye. Ndipo kweni, imo mkukumbukira, ukawa mzimu mtuva uo ukayoya kwa ine kumtunda kula pa mseu ndipo ukati. Ine kukutuma iwe pakati pavaruwali na pakukomwa. Mkuona, ichi ndi kupulikira kumzimu mtuva, nadi.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now, that's different to me. Now, that makes a difference. Yes.
Ine ntangaruta mpaka iyo wakandipalira ine kuti ndichite ichi. Ine nkalindizganga nteura wakuti Yehova. Mpaka ine nkapulika nteura wakuti Yehova. Sono, icho nchakulekana. Mkuona? Sono, ichi, icho chikupanga mpambano. Inya.
He waited for the word of God. He was pressed in the spirit to do only God's bidding. Then he become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Friends, if we could only become prisoners.
Iyo wakarindizika masku gafumu. Iyo wakapanikizika mumzimu. Kure wachite kutuma kwa chivutapera. Tewara iyo wakazgoka mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu. Vabwezi. Usangese tingazgoka waka wakaidi.
Now it's hot. But I'd like to name a couple more characters.
Amen.
You would have got about six or eight wrote out here.
Amen.
But I'd like to name just another character too.
Ine nkumanya kwa wocha. Kweni ine, ine nkukumba kuti ndizinurepo vandu vanyake vokusazirapo. Usange imwe munga kumba. Ine ndiri na pafupi sikisi panje 8 ndalemba apa. Kweni ine, ine nkukumba kuti ndizinure waka mtu minyake imoza panji vaviri.
Let's take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that he was born a deliverer.
Tiene titore nkalo ya Moses. Iyo wakababika mwomboli. Ndipo iyo wakachimanya icho kuti iyo wakababika mwomboli.
But before I say about Moses, I'd like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Kwene pambere ine ninda yowoye za Moses, ine kukumba kuti ndi yowoye makani aga kuti, chivuta nyingo zose watolenge muntu waliose, uyo wa mtu mikirenge iyo maunenesko kuti wave mkaidi wake.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got. Everything that he is, everything is life, soul, body, will, ambitions, and everything else, and become a complete prisoner to Christ who is the Word.
Amen.
To serve God.
Mundu wakwenera wapereke chakukumba chirichose iyo walinacho. Chirichose icho iyo wali. Chirichose. Chindu chirichose. Umoyo wake. Uzima. Tupi. Kumbo, vya kukumba, na chinyake chirichose, na kuzgoka wakukwanira, mukaidi kwa Kristu, uyondi mazgu, kuti watumikire chiuta.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization, you might think that they could lift you up and give you something great, if you might crash.
Iwe panji ukwenera kuti uyende mokususkana na kweruzika kwako kuweme. Panyake mubungwe rinyake. Iwe panji uganaganenge kuti iwe vangamanya kukwezika iwe na kukupa iwe chinyake chikuru kuti panji iwe ungavara.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Kwene kasi wamwene kuchisanga vichi, iwe kuchisanga wamwene wagonjesikeka para pajumba kanyengo. Kufikira chivuta wangasanga muntu uyo ngwakunozgeka kuzgoka mkaidi kwa iyo.
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it through the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
Chivuta wakupenja wakaidi. Iyo nyingo zose wali kuchita ichi. Ime panji mungamanya kupenja ichi mumalemba. Mundo kwenera kuwa mkaidi kwa Kristu, kusukana na chiri chose.
Therefore you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
Even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Ipo, iwe ntao ungalumikizika kuchinyake kweni Kristu. Nanga ndi dada wako, mama wako, mkulu wako, mdumbu wako, mfumu wako, mwari wako, wali yose.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only.
Amen.
Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
Iwe ndiwe wakulumikizika kwa Kristu pera. Ndipo iyo pera. Ndewara chute wangamanya kugwiliska nchito iwe. Kufikira hapo, iwe ungachita chara.
Oh yeah, sometimes speak up, rough the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Kufumiranga kuwaro, nyengo zinyake nkuyowo ya mankaza kubantu. Mkuona? Ine nkuyezi ya kuti imwe mumasuke.
You got to have a starting place. Like a, sometimes called out the women, bobbing their hair and wearing these clothes and hold and maintain their Christian profession.
Ime mkwenera kuti muvenawo maro kakuyambirapo. Ngati nyengo zinyake nkwimikana na manakazi kuyeplanga sisirawo na kuvaranga maraya aga na kukoreska na kurutirira nkaro yawo ya Chikristu.
Say that's a little thing. Well, you gotta start somewhere. So we get right there with your ABCs.
Yeah.
And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow. And become a prisoner to Christ.
Kuti, ako nkanduka choko. Inya, iyo kwenera kuti uyambire pamaro panyake. Ntewora yamba makora nkanira uko na ma-ABC yako. Mkuona? Ndipo masukani kumaonekero gacharo mto wa ili yose. Ndipo muzgoke mukaidi kwa Kristu.
And then just keep on, cut loose everything. The fire of the last line is cut loose. Then you are a prisoner. Then you become in His grip. He's got you in His grip.
Ndipo ntewora ima erutirida ninge waka. Masukani kuchiri chose, mpaka pa umalire uchingwe cha umalire uchidumuke. Ntewora imwe ndimwe mkaidi pa manyuma. Imwe mkuwa mwoko lake. Iyo walina imwe mwoko lake.
Now, Moses knew that he was born the deliverer. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him only as she was his nurse maid?
Sono, Moses wakamanya kuti iyo wakababika muwombori. Iyo wakachimanya icho. Ndipo kasi ima manguona, na chakukumba icho Moses wakabanacho. Pakumanya kuti mama wake wakampalira apo iyo kuderakura, apo iyo wakaba wanchito wakumlera.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses, when your dad, Amram, and I, pray constantly.
Kwa mblanka iko, para Moses bonda mchoko wakati wababika, kuti mama wake wakati, iwe ukumanya Mosesi, para dada wako Amramu, na ine tikaromba ruta.
We know it is seen in the word, it was time for the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliverer. One night the Lord told us in a vision that you would be born. And you'd be delivered.
Ise tikamanya, ndipo tikawona mumazgu, ii kabanyengo ya kwiza kwa muombori. Ndipo ise tikaromba, Yehova chiuta, ise tikukumba kuti timuone muombori yura. Usiku umoza, Yehova katiparira ise, mumboni woni, kutiwe uza mkubabika, ndipo iwe uza mkuwa muombori.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. We didn't care what the king said then. We know that you were born a deliverer. Now, Moses, we know that we can bring you up right.
Isentati kabanamanta na langulo la fumu. Isentati kapwerera icho fumu ikayoya. Ntewora isentati kamanya kuti iwe ukababika muwomboli. Sono Moses, isentati kamanya kuti isentati kamanya kukulera iwe makora.
I remember they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Sono kumbukirani, iwa wakawa kusika kura virimika 400 muigupto, mkuona?
And we wanted to get you the right thing, the right education, the right training. So I took you and put you in a raw art and set you out into the night.
Ndipo ise tikakumbanga kuti tikusangire iwe chintu cha kwenerera, masambiro kwenerera, kusambizgika kwa kwenerera. Ntewora ine nkakutora iwe, ndipo nkakuvika iwe mukangaraba kachoko, ndipo nkakuvika iwe kuwaro munairo.
And how strange that the current taking that little ark down through the reeds and rushes and brought it right down miles away and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace where Pharaoh's daughter was, where her bathing pool was. And how that, and I know that she needed a woman to raise it.
Ndipo machirendo chomene kuti mweza wa maji ukakatora kangalaba kachoko kara kusika mu matete na mintavi. Ndipo gakakangizikira aka nkhanira kusika mitunda kutali. Ndipo ukanjira nkhanira mu nyumba ya ufumu ya Faro. Uko wake mwana mwanakazi wa Faro wakava. Uko kukava chiziva chake cha kugezerako. Ndipo umo kuti ine nkamanyira kuti iyo wakakumbanga mwanakazi kuti wakulere iwe.
And in them days, of course, they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so they'd have to have a wet nurse.
Ndipo mazibagara kumanya, iwo ntawa bakabanao mabotoro aga kuti valerelevana. Ntawara iyo wakainera kuti wavena wakumulera wakuonkeska.
So, and Miriam, I sent her there and she stood there. And she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse. And come and got me.
Ntawara, ndipo Miriam, ine nkamtuma iyo kusika. Ndipo iyo wakaimirira hapo. Ndipo iyo wakati. Ine nkumanya kwa ine nengasanga wakumulera wakuonkeska. Ndipo wakiza ndipo wakanditora ine.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now. And you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday, you're going to be the deliverer. That's going to take the people out of here.
Ndipo Moses, miryango yose inja kujarika. Wakutemweka, iwe uri na virimika 16 sono. Ndipo iwe uvenge mwana wa Faro. Ndipo zivaranyake iwe uzamkuwa muombori uyo uzamkutora vandu kufuma kukuno.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother. I'll study everything I can.
Vya kukumba vya Moses vikayamba kukura. Ine ndi sambirenge, amama. Ine ndi sambirenge chirichose ine nengafiska.
You know what I'll do? I'll study how to be a military man. And I don't know how to take these people out of here.
Ime mukumanya cho ine ndi chitenge. Ine ndi sambirenge umo ine ningavira muntu wankondo. Ndipo ine ndi manyenge umo ine ningavatolera vantu ava kufumako kuno.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Ine ndi zamkuva mlala mukuru wankondo, bishop. Ntewora ine ndiza mkumanya umo ichi chikuchitikira. Ndipo ine ndiza mkuchita ichi. Ine ndiza mtora yane PhD, panji LL. Ine ndiza mchita ichi.
My father Shinnicky, if you ever read his book, all right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, when he become one himself.
Ngati Father Shinnicky, usange imwe mukabazgapo mabuku yake, viri makora. Iyo waza mkuombola wa protestanti wose. Ime mkumanya. Ndipo iyo wakazgoka imoza iyo mwene.
So, this great priest years ago. Father Shinnicky, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him Father. It's Brother Shinnicky what it was. We don't call no man Father. Like that.
Teora msofi mkuru uyu. Virimika vya kunyuma. Father Shinnicky. Ime mkwenera kuti mulisange bukulake. Ndipo mwazge iri. Iwo wakumuchema iyo dada. Iyo ndi mbali Shinnicky. Ndicho ichi chikawako. Ise ntati kuchema mundu waliyose dada ngatinteura.
So we find it. That we, he's going to read the Bible. So he can get out there and disprove the Protestant religion. The big law Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come up on him and he got the Holy Ghost. Let him become one of them.
Ntewura ise tukusanga kuti. Kuti ise, iyo wakati wabazgenge baiboro. Ntewora iyo wakamanya kurutakura na kususka chisopo cha chiprotestant na kupanga chose ichi katolika. Ndipo para iyo wakati waruta kukawazga baiboro, mzimu mtuva ukiza pa iyo. Ndipo iyo wakapokera mzimu mtuva. Ndipo pamanyuma iyo wakazgoka yumoza wa iyo.
So then, notice this. That Moses got all the training because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. Who bothers nobody. He can even teach the Egyptians.
Jeura hapa manyuma wana niichi. Kuti Moses wakapokera kusambizgika kose. Chifukwa iyo, iyo wakamanya. Iyo wakawa wakuchenjera chomene. Wakusambira chomene. Wazero zinandi za mutu. Mpaka kukavavye munyake. Iyo wakamanyanga nanga kusambizga vina Egupto.
He could teach their psychologists. He could teach their generals what military might was. So he's a great man. And people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Mpaka iyo wakamanyanga kusambizga bakumanya malingaliro vavo. Iyo wakamanya kusambizga vavo. Vararava nkondo vavo icho nkondo ikava. Iyo wakava muntu mukuru. Ndipo vantu wakamuopa Moses chifukwa cha ukuru wake.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop of India like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Oh, mundu wakusambira wanteura. Mwe, iyo wakava Bishop Mulala, panyake ngati papa. Iyo wakava muntu mukuru. Ndipo iyo wakava muntu wankongono.
And he knew that he was born to do this. And had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Ndipo iyo wakamanya kuti iyo wakababika kuti wachite ichi. Ndipo wakasambizgika na chakukumba chikuru kuti wachite ichi.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools, I don't say that like you're out here in the West now, they're going to build $150 million school of theology. See? Pentecostal. $150 million school.
Kuyana waka ngati mwanya uno. Ine ntango yo ya kuti vantu kusambizikanga musikuru izi. Ine ntango yo ya kuti ngandumo iwo valiri kuwalo uku kumwera sono. Iwo mazengenge sikuru ya $150 million ya kusambira vya uchiuta. Wonani ya Pentecoste. Sikuru ya $150 million.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen. Amen.
But whatever.
Kwa ine, awa kwenye rakuwa ba missionari kutumiki. Mkuona? 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 Kwenye chirichose.
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? Bunch of ricky. This is that. And then that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Kasi iwo kuchita vichi para iwo wafumakura. Kasi iwo mbanjani. Guru Ramarike, nkanira ndende. Ndipo nteura umo ndimo iwo wakuwira. Ichi nyengo zose chirikuwa nteura. Panyake wose wa iwo. Ndipo iro ndi guru limoza. Mkuona?
Now we find out that when Moses in all his training, and today with all the training, making big bishops and so forth, a great high ambition, what do we do?
Sono ise tikusanga kuti, para Moses mukusambizgika kwake kose, ndipo manya uno, na kusambizgika kose, kupanganga mabishopu ya kuru na vinyake nteura, chikuru, chakukumba chapachanya, kasi ise tichitenge vichi.
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Vya kukumba vitu vikuzikoka waka pafupufupi ngati ndi vya Moses. Mkuona?
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all of his training.
Chewuta pambere iyo wandamuvike muntu muoko lake. Iyo wakainera kuti wamupoke iyo chakukumba chake. Iyo wakainera kuti wamupoke iyo kusambizgika kwa kikosi.
He did go out. And he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And he when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Iyo nadi wakaruta. Ndipo iyo wakava wombora. Iyo wakakoma muigupto yumosa. Ndipo iyo. Ndipo para iyo wakati wachita. Iyo wakasanga kuti iyo wakava mkwananga. Iyo wakainera kuchita icho chara. Ntaka kava kachitiro ako.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert, a desert place. You notice, kind of strange how these fellows, that God got a message for them, he takes them into a desert.
Ndipo chivuta wakainera kumtolera iyo uko mumapopa, muchipalamba, maro kachipalamba. Imwe muone, chikuvangati chacherendo, umo vantu ava, awochiuta wakava na utenga wa iwo. Iyo wakubatolera iwo mumapopa.
He took Paul to the desert.
Yeah.
To train him. To tell him what all this great vision was. Out into the desert. Watch a certain desert.
Iyo wakamtolera Paulos kumapopa. Kuti wakamsambizike iyo. Kuti wakamparire iyo icho mboni woni yose ikuru iyi ikava. Uko mumapopa. Ruta uko kumapopa ganyake.
And he stayed there until God fully made known what to do.
Ndipo iyo wakakarakura mpaka chiuta wakavumbura mwakukwanira chakuti wakachite.
And Moses time, he took him out in the desert, kept him out there for 40 years, and stripped him of all his theology and all his ambition.
Ndipo nyengo ya Moses, iyo wakamtolera iyo uko kumapopa. Wakamsunga iyo kuwaro kura virimika 40. Ndipo wakampoka masembero gake gose gavya uchiuta na chakukumba chake chose.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure. And how we tonight ought to do the same thing when we see our ambition.
Oh, nyengo uri, kuti iyo wakamanya kulavisika kunyuma na kuona kutondeka kwake. Ndipo umoise usiku uu, tukwenera kuti tichite chindu chene chira, para ise tikuona chakukumba chitu.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Lavisikani pa visokore vya machirisko. Ndipo muone usange fumo yikachite chinyake virimeka vichoko vya jumpa. Kuyamba kuwezgereska machirisko kuvaruari na vinyake nteura.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Muntu waliose, bungwe lirose, ndichifukwa chakuti ichi nta chikanjira mubungwe rawo. Iwo vakachita kuvasangira muchiriski iwo. Ndipo kasi ise tachita vichi, tiyenti lavisikepo pa ichi pakanyengo.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Ise tachita chindu chene chira icho Moses wakachita. Ise taruta uko na kuyezika mkongono kupanga mtundu unyake wa mtondwe.
I smelt a disease. I got blood in my hand. A manufacture of miracle.
Lord help.
Ine napulika fungo la ntenda. Ine ndire na ndopa muokolane. Na kupanga mtondwe.
See, and what have we got? Son of a man in such hard straits has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got to remind.
Mukuona, ndipo kasi ise tirina vichi, vantu vanyake vari mumasuzgo ganonono chomene, awo gabananga, ndipo vazgoka vidakwa nkanira, vakutimbanizika, ndipo gakora malingaliro gawo.
And switched all the way back to from the Pentecostal objective back to making organizations and things again.
Ndipo iwo wakawerera nkanira kutali kunyuma. Dongosoro kufuma kuchakulinga cha chipentekoste. Kuwerera kukupangaso mabungwe na vintu.
See, what have we done? Slew about one Egyptian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mukuona, kasi ise tachita vichi. Takoma muigupto yumoza. Uo mbunenesku.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings so we had no voice.
Ndipo ise tayezga, ise tarimbikira, ise taripira, ise tatoka toka, taruta mumaungano ga usiku wose ga marurombo, mpaka ise mazgu ga kagota.
And try to manufacture something, soup up something, and all these kinds of things, and find it to be a total failure.
That's
we
right.
Need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ndipo tikuyezika kupanga chinyake, na kuchitoweske chinyake, na vindu ivi vya mtundu uu, na kusanga ichi kuwa cha kutondeka nkanira. Ise tikusoveka kuwerera kumapopa, nadi, enya bwana.
Pains and struggles. Why not just give up?
Amen.
That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Kukumbisiska na kuyezeska. Uri imwe mgonje waka. Icho ndicho imwe mkwenera kuti muchite. Wonane. Wererane ndipo gonjerane.
Well, we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did. It doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Chifukwa, ise tachita chindu chenechira iwo wakachita. Chindu chenechira Moses wakachita. Ichi ndachi kuchita chiweme chirichose. Papa nyuma pavirimika 40. Iyo wakajisanga iyo mwene mukaidi kumazgu kachiuta.
What do we try to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all of these great things that God has told us about how that we must be born again, how we must receive the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here?
Kasi ise tikuyezika kuchita vichi. Para tumbiko likuru rafika na maonekero ka vindu vyose vikuru vikuru ivi ivyo chiuta wari kuti palira po ise umo kuti ise tikwenera kuti tibabikeso na umo ise tikwenera kuti tipokere mzimu mtuva ubabatizo muzina ra Yesu Kristu na vindu vyose ivi apa.
You see, people instead of staying to that word, harnessed to it, what do? They started with their own denominational theory, which had already failed, and try to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help.
Imaya mkubawona wantu, maro makoreska kumazgu gara, kukakiririka kuichi, kasi iwa wakuchita vichi, iwa wakayamba na fundo yao ya bungwe, chene icho chikatondeka kale, ndipo wakoyezi ya kupanga chinyake kutichiwoneke ngati unenesko.
I better cut off right there, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done. Think of it.
Ine nchiwe mindere kesgere nkanira apo. Mkuona? Ine ndire na chisimikizgo kuti imwe mulina vinjeru vya kukwanira kumanya icho ine nkungana mula. Mkuona? Kwene chifukwa, labisikani icho ichi chachita. Gananganane za ichi.
Where have we got tonight but up? A nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God.
Amen.
Who would call the light of the Holy Spirit that it was a mental telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church.
Kasi ise tirena vichi usiku uu kweni mtundu wa kuzura na vandu wa bungwe au wakukana malemba kachiuta. Awo vangamanya kuchema umoyo wa mzimu mtuwa kuti ichi chikawa kuvanzika malingaliro. Awo vangakanizika chanteura kuti chinjire mumpingo wawo.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge that, your challenge to come into the world.
Ndipo iwo ntawa mzomerezike ninge imwe kuti muyezike kuzunura lizgulimoza la mbeu ya serpente. Chivikiriro cha mira ira na vindu ivyo mzimu mtuwa wali kufumbura na kusimikizgira kutindi mazgu. Ine nkapanga bechi na bechi kuti vafike na kusimikizgira ichi kwa ine kuti ncha kwa nangika.
What have they got? The same thing that Luther had? The rest of them? See? Slew an Egyptian.
Kasiwo vali na vichi? Chindu chanechira icho Luther wakabanacho. Banyake vose vayuvo. Uonane. Vakoma muigupto.
What was it? What was it? Maybe make some man stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Kasi itikwenera. Kasi chikawachivichi. Panyake iyo wakapanga mtu mnyake kuyamba. Kuleka kuiba. Panji. Panyake kukara mneneska kwa mwori wake.
But what did you make him out of that? A church member. See?
Kwenye kasiwe ukumupanga vichi iyo kufuma kuicho, membara wa mpingo. Zanga ndipo ujoine gururitu. Mkuona?
That stinking dead man was only thing you put his fingers to. Of his success of 40 years of training. A stinking Egyptian. Laying there rotten and dead.
Mundiura wakufwa wakununka. Ndicho chikava chindu chekapera iyo wakamanya kurongora ponjovi zake. Za kuchita makora kwake. Kwa virimika 40 vya kusambizgika. Mwigupto wakununka wagona apo, wavunda ndipo wakufwa.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this revival that's crossed over so close is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot-top and all about a gypsy knife.
Amen.
Umo ndimo pafupi kuliri usiku uu. Chindu chekapera ise tingarongorako. Kuchisimso ichi chene icho cha yenderera. Chakuchemika ndheura. Ndi guru la kununka la mamimbara gampingo iruntali kamanya karikose za chuta. Kuluska umo muhotento tiwanga manyira za msirikari wa Egupto unenesko.
That we tell them about the word of God and say, I don't believe that. I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Kuti. Ungamanya kubapalira iwo za mazgo ya chivuta iwo vakuti, ine nkugomezga chara icho. Vakuti, ine nkupalira chara icho iwe ukioya, ine nkugomezga chara ichi. Mkuona? Mkuona?
That's a awful thing that's a point back to. For all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Icho ndi chindu chakofya chakuti mungarongorako, paku kumbisiska na kuyezeska na chirichose ise tirinacho.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We can point to an organization, but it's dead. It's stinking.
Panyake ise tingarongora kusikuru ikuru. Kwene iye nja kufwa. Ise tingamanya kurongora kubungwe. Kwene iye nda kufwa. Ichi chikununka.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of. Like a hog going to its water and a dog to its vomit. When we turn back. One dead Egyptian.
Ichi chiringati waka chindu chakudanga icho ise tikafumamo. Ngati nkumba kurutanga kumatope yake, na ncheve kumaukuzi yake, para ise tikungana mkira kunyuma, Mwigupto imoza wakufwa.
No doubt, but somebody says, Moses, well, hey, you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this, somebody that knows Moses, and that he was called for that. And God, you lost the feeling of the people? No, sir.
Kwa mblanka hiko kweni mnyake wakati, Moses, inya, kasiwe uri jesoka na ganira kunyake pavantu, iwa wakachemeka kuti wazakachite ichi. Munyake uyo wakakumanya Moses. Ndipo wakamanya kuti iyo wakachemekera icho. Ndipo nta, iwe wakaleka wakanaganira vantu. Chara bwana.
Well, why don't you die on doing this? Why don't you die on trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Inya, njifuwa uri iwe undarute kura. Kuchitanga ichi. Ndipo njifuwa uri iwe ulikuno. Kuyesikanga ichi. Nipo njifuwa uri iwe nta ukurutirira na wanyake wose wa iwo.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise. And I've come down to deliver, and I'm standing you to do it. That was him.
Moses wakawa kuwaro kura kupokeka. Mpaka iyo wakawa na chakumchitikira pachivuati chakugorera. Icho chikayo ya mazgo. Ine ndine chivuta wa Abraham, Isaac na Jacob. Ndipo ine nakumbukira pangano lane. Ndipo ine ndafika kuzakava wombora iwo. Ine nkutuma iwe kuti ukachite ichi. Ichi ndicho chikavako.
He seen the work. Not the ambition of the people or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Iyo wakakawona mazgu. Ntacha kukumba chavantu. Panji virakalako vyavantu. Ndeura kasi iyo wakazgoka vichi.
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Iyo nta wakakumba kuti wakumaneso na vina Egupto. Iyo nta wakakumba kuti wakumane na chindu ichi muntu wa iliyose. Kwenye iyo wakasikoka mkaidi. Amen.
40 years of falling, stripping down, but then he became a prisoner at the burning bush. The mighty Moses. With all of his intellect.
Virimeka fote vya kuchimbira, kupokekanga. Kweni pamanyuma iyo wakazgoka mkaidi pachivuati cha kugorera. Moses wangongono na zeru zake zose.
The Bible saying that Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Amen.
Yeah.
Baiboro kwe wayanga kuti Moses wakaba mundu wangongono mumazgu panji mlimo kusika Mwigupto. Kwene wanani icho wakusambira vya uchivuta wakachita pandazi pachivuati cha kugorera. Iye wakasomerezke waka kuperevera kwake.
When he seen the genuine purpose of God, He confessed that he was inability to do it, yet he was trained in all of theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in their best school.
Pala iyo wakati wawona chakulinga chakufika hapo cha chiuta. Iyo wakasomereza kuti iyo wakava wakuperevera kuchita ichi. Kweni iyo wakasambizgika mukusambira vya uchiuta vyose hivyo iyo wakamanya kumupa iyo. Wakasambizgika muskuru yao ya pachanya.
But what can he do with that pillar of fire hanging out of the bush?
So I
can't
even talk.
Amen. Hey,
<man.
laughs>
Kwene ndipo uli, kasi yon tena wakachita vichi para iyo, lavirira la moto kulendera kula mchivuati, wakati ene nkutondeka nanga nkuyoya kwa iyo.
Lord, who am I that I should go?
Yehova, kasi ine ndine njani, kutine ndirute, mkuona.
Get your shoes on, Moses, I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Vura skapato zako, Moses. Ine kukumba kuti ndiye woye nawe. Jivure womwene kufika musi. Nanga ndi skapato zako. Iwe uli sonkanira pasi. Ine kukumba kuti ndiko yoyeske iwe. Nta wakamanya nanga nkuye woya.
I are elected prisoner. Are elected prophet. Just like this. Paul was elected. Moses was elected deliverer. And then finally, God had his elected subject a prisoner to him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Paumariro, mkaidi wa kusoreka, mprofeti wa kusoreka, kuyana waka kudi Paulo si wakava wa kusoreka, Moses wakasoreka muombori. Ndipo nteura Paumariro, chiuta wakamtora mtu wake wa kusoreka kuwa mkaidi kwa iyo. Oh, hallelujah.
He can only move as the word of God moves.
Amen.
Who shall face that me? I am.
Iyo wakasuntanga umomazu wa chiuta wakamsuntira iyo. Kasi ine ndamkuti ndinjani wandituma ine, ine ndine.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Kasi ine ndamchita uri ichi. Ine enda mkuwa nawe.
Yes, Lord, just as you say, here I am. Oh, my. He's a prisoner.
Inya, Yehova, umaima mkuyo wa yera waka. Ndine ndiripano, aume, kutiyo ndi mkaidi.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, you've been trained to command the army.
Iyo wakuchita kususkana na kukanangana kwake kuweme. Sono, iyo wakasambizgika kuti walanguride guru la nkondo.
A sword's up, about face, train, the goal, chariots all in order, spears forward, charge. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Marupanga mchanya, tembe nukani, wakasambizgika kuruta, magareta, wose mdongo soro, mikondo kuntazi. Chenjerani, umo ndimo iyo wa mkugonjesikira ichi, kula kukawa kusambizgika kwake.
Well, he said, I'm going to use the what you got in your hand.
Kweni ya wakati, kasi nenda mguriska nchito vichi, wakati, kasi we uli na vichi muoko lako.
A stick.
Ndodo.
God just thinks so ridiculous sometimes to the human mind.
Chivuta nyengo zinyake wakuchita vindu mwakupusa kumalingaliru waga muntu. Mkuona.
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down. 80 years old. Wife on a mule. Kids sitting on the hood.
Wakabana ndodo muoko lake. Miembe lende musi. Musingu wa virimika 80. Mwori wake panyuru. Mwana wakara pachipakato chake.
Little flabby arms hanging down a stick. This is his setup, where he has thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
He's fired
up! Amen. Hallelujah.
Muchoko, maoko gakale kakufoka lende pasi. Ndodo, mutu wakepera ukaima njon. Pakuti iyo wakabana nteura ukuti Yehova. Chifukwa, iyo paumariro wakakosgeka.
He was a prisoner.
Amen.
I only move when the word moves.
Amen.
only speak what the Lord speaks.
Iyo wakava mkaidi. Ine ndi suntenge para mazgu gandi sunta ine. Ine ndi oyenge apo mazgu ga yowoya.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Show him. But this stick. In God's name.
Kasiwe uko yanku. Ine ndi rina nchito imoza pera. Yimirira pantazi pa faro. Ndipo ukamuoneske iyo. Pakugwiriske nchito ndodo. Kutichi uta wandituma ine. Amen.
What's going on there, sir? You'll provide the next thing after you do this.
Kasiwe uchitenge vichi pa manyuma pa icho. Iyo wa mupereka chindu cha korondezi yako. Para ine nda chita ichi.
You've only got one thing to do the first step, right? Surrender. Become a prisoner. Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner.
Apo ime muli. Ime muli na chindu chimoza pera chakuti muchite. Step ya kudanga usiku uu. Mujipereke, muzgoke mkaidi. Ntamunga ganaganaanga za mwaveni panji chindu chinyakeso. Zgokani mkaidi.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Moses wakazgoka mkaidi. Wakazumereze kutiyo nta wakamanyanga nanga nkwiwoya.
Finally when God got him in his hand, where he could only move, where God moved him.
Paumaliro parachuta wakamivika iyo muoko lake. Uko iyo wakamanya kusunda parachuta wakamsunda iyo. Uko.
He told him the word. He knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word. And the Holy Spirit, their God, harnessed Moses to the will of God.
Iyo wakamparira iyo mazgu. Iyo wakamanya ichiga kava mazgu. Nteura iyo wakajirambika iyo mwene kumazgu. Ndipo mzimu mtu wakula. Chiwuta, wakamkakirira Moses kukumbo la chiwuta.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That's right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Ito ndi chindu chenechira iyo wakachita kwa Paulos. Uwa mbunenesko. Iyo wakamkakirira Paulos.
Little crooked nose, sarcastic Jew. Oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, oh, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer for the Lord's sake.
Muchoko, mpuno ya kubendera, muyuda wa vitusi, oh, na PhD, na ma LLD, vikarembeka paliposi pa iyo. Kweni iyo wakati, ine ndi mwone skenge iyo, icho iyo wasuzgikirenge chifukwa cha mazgu. Mkuona?
And then Paul sitting there and seeing the word, and seeing that was Jesus. Then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The love of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Ndipo iyo, ndipo nteona Paulosi chikarire uko na kulaviskanga mazgu. Na kulaviskanga kutiyura wakava Yesu. Nteona iyo wakakwezika mchanya maoko gake. Ndipo wakakakiririka kwa iyo. Chitemo cha chivuta chikamukakirira iyo kumazgu. Iyo wanyamulenge zinarane pantazi pava mitundu. Kula iyo wakaruta.
Moses, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them, and the time of the promise is near.
Moses, ine ndine chivuta wa badada wako. Ine ndine chivuta wa Abraham, Isaac, na wa Jacob. Ine nakumbukira kuti ine nkabala izga iuvo. Ndipo nyengo ya pangano ili pafupi.
And I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise. And I have come down to harness you.
Ndipo ine ndawona kutomboskeka kwa vantuvane. Ine nakumbukira panganolane. Ndipo ine ndafika kuti ndizaka kukakirire iwe.
You know what the word says? Now I harness you to go down there. Harness you with power. To go down there and deliver my people.
Iwe ukumanya icho mazgu kakayoya. Ine na kukakirira iwe kuti urute kusika kura. Na kukakirira iwe na nkongono kuti urute kusika kula ndipo kaba wombole vantuvane.
They got stick in your hand as a witness. Because you've seen a miracle done by it. Just like David with the slingshot.
Ndipo tora ndodo iyo muoko lako ngati ukaboni. Chifukwa iwe wawona mtondwe ukuchitika na iye. Kuyana waka na Davidi na fiata. Mkuona?
Harnessed himself. And he went down, finally, through
God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved him. If people just do that today.
Wakajikakirira yomwene, ndipo iye wakaruta kwene kula. Pa umaliro, chiuta wakava na mtu uyo wakava kujirambika kwa iyo. Wakajikakirira kwa iyo. Ndipo ntao wakasuntanga mpaka mazga chiuta kamsunta iyo. Usange vandu vangachita waka icho mwanya uno.
Then he was his prisoner. A prisoner of love. Yoked up in the bond of love with God. As Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
Teora iyo wakava mkaidi wake, mkaidi wa chitema. Wakakorovekeka mumgwirizano wa chitema na chiuta. Umo Paulos wakakorovekekera mumgwirizano wa chitema kwa chiuta.
Just like Paul, both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Kuyana waka na Paulos, vose vaviri wakasembizgika mwakuyana. Moses wakasembizgika ime mkumanya kutu wakaombole vana wa Israeli na nkongono ya usirikari.
Paul trained to take it out of the hands of the Romans and let them free. By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day, great schools of training come up under dominion.
Paulos wakasembizgika kuti wakafumiske kufuma kumawoko gava Roma na kuvapanga iwo wakumasuka na nkongono yake ikuru ya uliska mucharu nyengoira. Skuru zikuru za kusambizga, wakakulira pasi pa Gamaliel.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man. Both of them saw the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Both of them prophets.
Ndipo wose vaviri wakaruta kumapopa. Wakawirako vantu wakulekana. Wose vaviri wakaona lavi la moto. Ndipo wose vaviri wakawa wa profeti. Ndipo nenesuke uo. Wose vaviri wa profeti.
And they both were talked to by the pillar of fire. Exactly right. Coming for deliverance.
Ndipo iwo wose vaviri wakayoisikika na lavi la moto. Nkanira ndende kwiza kupukwa muwombori.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert. To find out, left their
peoples
and everything to find the will of God.
Amen.
See?
They were trained in one way God trained them.
They were trained in one way God changed them to another.
They were trained in one way God changed them.
And they had to become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act, but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Ndipo iwo wakaenera kuzgoka mkaidi mweneko, kuti waleke kuchita umo iwo wakakumba kuchitira, kwenye kuchita umo chiuta wakakumba kuti wachitire.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Have we got another 10 minutes to make
sense?
I'll real quickly get to another character.
Iyo ndi mweneyura mairo, mwanyauno na miiraira. Kasi ise takarako na mamini tiganyake teni uko, kuti itipange hivi. Ine ndi chitenge mwaluwiro chomene kuti indifike kumuntu mnyake.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Ine nkona yumoza pantazipane sono. Zinarake ndi Joseph. Iyo wakava mwana wakusureka. Iyo wakava chituzituzi cheneko cha Yesu Kristu.
He was born a prophet. He's a prophet also. See?
Iyo wakababika mprofeti. Iyo wakava mprofeti na Yesu. Mkuona?
And now he could see vision. And when he's a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne. And his brothers died.
Ndipo sono iyo wakamanyanga kuona mboniwoni. Ndipo para iyo wakawa wachari mnyamata mchoko, iyo wakawana mbonewone iyo mwene wakara pachizumbe. Ndipo wabari wake kumugwadiranga iyo. Mkuona?
But what? He was kind of, he felt like he's a great guy. See? And all of them, what did God have to do? He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
Kweni iyo nani? Iyo wakazgoka, iyo wakajitora ngati kuti iyo wakawa muntu mukuru. Mkuona? Wose wa iyo kwenye kasi chivuta waka yenera kuchita vichi, iyo waka chita chindu chene chira, icho iyo waka chita kubanyake wose.
Because Moses was a deliverer, Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Chifukwa, Moses wakawa muombori, Paulos wakawa muombori, ndipo sano Joseph wakawa muombori. Iyo wakaponoska vandu wakwake kunjara.
What did God have to do to him?
Put him in prison. Amen. Yeah, put him right straight to the prison. Yes, sir?
Kasi chiuta wakainera kuchita vichi kwa iyo, kumuvika iyo mugadi, kumuvika iyo nkanira mugadi, inya bwana.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian, and they sold him to Potiphar.
Kumbukirani, iyo wakagurisikika na babari wake kwa wakuigupto, ndipo iyo wakamgurisika iyo kwa Potifara.
And a Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty, and first thing you know that was taken from him. And there he sat in the prison, crying, God had to strip it.
Ndipo Potifara wakamupa iyo wanangu pachoko, ndipo chindu chakudanga imwe mkumanya, ula ukafumisikikako kwa iyo. Ndipo kula iyo wakakara mugadi, kuliranga. Chivuta wakainera kumupoka ichi.
Now notice, but all the time I see he in that prison, he could remember that the vision said, that he's going to sit on the throne, and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gift come from God. And he knew that it was had to come to pass.
So no one, kwenye nyanga yose, ina kukomezika iyo mugadirira, iyo wakamanyanga kukumbukira kuti mbonuone ikayoya kuti iyo waza mkukara pachizumbe. Ndipo babare wake waza mkugwadira iyo. Chifu kwa iyo wakamanya kuti chawanangwa chake chikafuma kwa chivuta. Ndipo iyo wakamanya kuti ichi chikainera kuti chikwanyi risikike.
If we can only keep that in our mind. And according to the word of God, in this last day he's going to have a church. He's going to have a people. And these things that he promised, he's going to do.
Usangeise tingasunga waka icho maringaliro itu. Ndipo kwa kulingana na mazgo ya chivuta, kulimu mazuva ka umaliro aga iyo waza mkuwa na mpingo. Iyo waza mkuwa na vantu. Ndipo vindu hivi ivyo iyo wakalaizga, iyo waza mchita hivi.
Say what? And we're living in the time. We're there. He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Locked in with him.
Iyo wakayoya kuti iyo waza mchita. Ndipo ise tikukara mnyengo. Ise tirikula. Iyo wakoyezika waka kutitora ise kutitive vakaidi veneko sono. Vakujalirika na iyo.
You hear that old song you sing? And then I'm going to shut in with God.
Yeah, but
I want to be shut in with God. Now, that's where I thought about this.
Ima ya mkaipulika sumu ya kare ira ima ya mkwimba. Ndipo ntewura inenda jadirika na chivuta. Ine kukumba kuti ndi jadirike na chivuta. Sono, uku ndi kwenye kuko ine nanguganagana za ichi.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
Pakuwa wakujadirika na chivuta, chinyake chana. Ndipo iwo kusunta para chivuta wakutisunta. Iwo kuchita umo chivuta wakuyowera kutichita. Uona, ndaura iwe wajadirika na chivuta.
Now remember, he was thinking. He also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure. It didn't work.
Sono kumbukirani, iyo wakagana-gananga. Iyo wakazikokaso wakutondeka makukwanira kwa iyo mwene. Vyose vyo iyo wakavimanya. Vyose ivyo wakapulikiska na chirichose. Iyo wakazikoka wakutondeka makukwanira. Ichi ntachi kagwira nchitu.
He was put under a situation to where that nobody would listen to him. He was a prisoner.
Iyo wakavikika mkawiro kufika kwenye kuko ntao wakavako wakamanya kumupulika iyo. Iyo wakawa mkaidi.
See, he was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe. Do you see what I mean?
Mukuona, iyo wakavikika mkawiro, kuti vambula kugomezga ntamba kamanya kugomezga. Kasi mukuona icho ine nkunganamura.
His ministry
was of no effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay no attention to him in prison. What good would his ministry do?
Utumiki wake ukawa wambula pindu. Vandu vakarazika komitu yao. Iwo ntava kamperelera iyo mugadi. Kasi utumiki wake uchitenge chiweme uli.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him and walk on down the street.
See?
But he became a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner until the wheel got rolled up for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Total failure.
Iyo panji wakaimirira kumbiringizgo za gadi na kuparazga kwa iwo. Iwo wakamanya kuyenda kukira na mseu. Mkuona, kweni iyo wakazgoka mkaidi. Ndipo chiuta wakamsungirira iyo mkaidi. Mpaka chingerengere chikakumana makora. Wakati, apa pali muntu wane, uchindami kutondeka mwakukwanira.
Finally! God can't do it in his prison. Like Paul, like all the rest of them. He came to him.
Paumaliro, chivuta wakiza kwa iyo mgadirake. Ngati Paulos, ngati manyake vose ba iyo, iyo wakiza kwa iyo.
And he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there.
Yeah. That's right.
He brought him from his prison.
Ndipo iyo wakagwiriska cha wanangwa icho iyo wakamupa iyo. Kuti wafume mumula. Uo mbunenesko. Iyo wakamfumiska iyo mugadirake.
What did he do? As soon as he brought him from his prison, he was given power.
Amen.
By the king, his king. That he set on the side that he was under.
Kasi iyo wakachita vichi. Pala iyo wakata wafumisikika waka iyo mugadirake. Iyo wakapika nkongono na fumu. Fumu yake. Izo iyo waka kazikisika kumpepete kwa kuti iyo waka wapasipake.
He was brought from the prison house and given power to whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Iyo waka fumisikika mnyumba ya wakaidi ndipo waka pika nkongono. Mpaka chirichose icho iyo waka yooya chikainera kuchitika. Amen.
In prison, he constantly remembered he was born for a purpose.
Amen.
He was going to set by a king, and all the rest of us going to bow the knee to him. His vision told him so. Amen.
Mugadilake, iyo rutaruta wakakumbukira, iyo wakababika pachakulinga, iyo wazamukukara pafupi na fumu. Vanyake vose vaivo vaza mugwadira kongono lao kwa iyo. Mboni woni yake ikamparira iyo nteura. Amen.
But before his vision could be completely fulfilled, he had to become a prisoner. Amen. And then he become a ruler.
Kwene pambere mboni woni yake ikava indafike poku kwa niriskika nkanira. Iyo wakainera kuti wazgoke kuwa mkaidi. Amen. Ndipo pamanyuma iyo wakazgoka mlamuliri.
And when he come from his prison house and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he can only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Ndipo para iyo wakati wafika kufuma kunyumba yake ya gadi. Ndipo wakazgoka mkaidi wa mazgo ka chivuta. Kuti iyo wakayoyanga chakapera icho chivuta wakavika mumulomo wake kuti wayoye. Ndawara chivuta wakayenda mwa iyo.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's prince at his own will.
Yeah.
If you say to this mountain, be moved.
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's prince.
Gunani, kuti Moses wakava na nkongono kumanga wakaronga wa faro paku kumba kwake yeka. Usange imwe muyowo yenge kupiriri sezgeka. Iyo wakava na nkongono kumanga wakaronga wa faro.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether the state representatives or whatever you are.
Kwari iwo wakava madikoni, panji varara wachigava, panji kwari iwo wakava vimiriri wa boma panji richose iwo wakava.
He said, I'll bind you. Till they were bound. That was it. He could do it in his own words, in his own pleasure.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Iyo wakati inayankumuka kani imwe ndipo iwo wakakakika ndicho chikava ichi iyo wakamanyanga kuchita ichi pamasiku gake yeka pakukumba kwake. Amen. Uchindami kwa chiuta.
Oh, I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word.
Oh, ine ndire wakana maminiti kanyake katatu ndeura ine ndi sunge masiku gane.
Now, we find out that he become a prisoner to God. From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Sono isete kusanga kuti, kuti iyo wakazgoka mkaidi kwa chiuta, kufuma kumkaidi kucharu. Kufuma, Paulos ndewora pera. Ndipo Moses ndewora pera. Kufuma kumkaidi kukanagana kwa keyeka. Kufika kumkaidi kwa chiuta.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses, he was surrendered it and stripped of it, he become a prisoner to Christ's word, could only move wherever.
Ndipo para iyo wakati wafuma, iyo wakabana nkongono za chiuta. Ndipo para iyo wakati wazgoka Paulos, para kuganagana kwa kale kwa Moses, wakati wapereka ichi, ndipo wakapokeka kuichi. Iyo wakazgoka mkaidi kumazgu ya Kristu, wakamanya kusuntira kulikose.
You say Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Ime mkuti Kristu, iyo wakazirwiska ntombozgo za Kristu kuwa mausambanzi kakuru kuruska gara ga Egupto. Ntawara iyo wakawa mkaidi kwa Kristu, kuyana waka na umo Paulos wakavira.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
See? And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Kumbukirani, vose watatu wakawa wa profeti. Mukuona? Ndipo iwo wakaendera kuti wapokeke kuganagana kwa iwo wene. Makuti wazgoke mkaidi kukumbo na ntowa za chiuta.
Now we remember, now, that he has power to bind at his own word, he has power to loose at his own word. He can say, I loose you in the name of my king. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jehura ise tikukumbukira sono. Kuti iyo wakavana nkongono kukaka pa mazgu gake yeka. Iyo wakavana nkongono kumasura pa mazgu gake yeka. Iyo wakamanya kuyewoya. Ine kukumasura iwe muzina rafumyane. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes his prisoners of love his son.
Amen.
And he gives them power. The same thing here.
Faro wakapanga Joseph kuwa mwana wake. Kristu wakupanga wake. Wakaidi wachitema wana wake. Ndipo iyo wakavapa nkongono iyo. Chindu chenechira iyo wakavanacho.
St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do.
Yohani mtuma 14:12. Iyo mwene uyo wakugomezika pa ine, wonane, milimo yana iyo ine nkuchita wachitenge na yoso. Nangande ikuru kuruska iyi iyo wazamuchita.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his king who is Christ. Amen.
Sono, mkaidi wachitema cha Kristu wakupika nkongono na fumu yake. Uyo ndi Kristu. Amen.
And verily I say to you, if you say to this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you said.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndipo inyanadi nkumnenerani imwe. Usange imwe muyo wayenge kupiriri, sezgeka, na kuleka kukaika mumtima winu. Kweni gomezgani kuti icho imwe mayooya chikwa niriskikenge. Imwe mpokerenge icho imwe mayooya.
If you abide me in my word in you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word are the same.
Usange ime mkukara mwa ine, ndipo masukugane mwa ime. usange imwe makorovekeka kwa ine. Chifukwa iyo na masku yake ndi chimuza.
In the beginning was the word was with God, the word made flesh of all among us. Same yesterday and forever.
Mumtendeko mkava masku, ndipo masku yakava na chiuta. Masku yakasuka katupi, ndipo kakara pamoza nasi. Mwene yura mairo, muhanya uno na mira ira.
If you abide me, not here and there, abide me in my word and you ask what you will or say what you will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have power.
Glory.
Usange imwe mkukara mwaine, ntaa mkati muno na uko. Kukara mwaine, nipa masukane mwaime. Rombani icho imwe mkukumba, panji yoyane icho imwe mkukumba. Ichi ichi chitikenge kwa imwe, iyo wakawa na nkongono.
Notice, before he come out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he could meet his king.
Wanane, pambere iyo wakava wandafume, iyo wakainera kuti wafumisikike na kupajika. Vindu vichoko vikainera kuti vipajikeko pambere iyo wandakumane na fumu. Mkuona?
Oh God, sometimes takes people out like that and shaves a few of their own wills off. Chosen that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? They're not liberty to do what they want to do.
Oh, chivuta yengozi nyake wakubatolira bantu wake kutari ngatindihura na kupajako vichoko vya makumbo ga iwo wene. Kubawoneska iwo kuti iwo wangachita chara ivyo wakumbanga kuchita. Ime mkumanya icho ine nkungana mula. Iwo nta ndi, iwo nta valimu wanango kuchita icho iwo wakukumba kuchita.
Before they can come into full power and be a loved slave to Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
Pambere iwo wandafike mungongono zose na kuwa muzika wachitemo kwa Kristu. Iwo kwenye la kupajika ndipo pamanyuma vaperekeke.
Sometimes he takes them to the deserts to do that. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one, to fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean? Brothers, we're at the end time.
Nyengo zinyake iyo wakabatolera iwo kumapopa. Kuti wakachite icho, kuti wakavapaje iwo. Ndipo pamanyuma kwizanawo iwo, yumoza wakuzozgeka. Kuti vakwaniriske chakulinga icho iyo walikuvakozgera iwo kuti vazakave. Mkuona icho ine nkunganamura, vabare isetiri kunyengo ya umariro.
Remember all other times, what he's done. He's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him. Forsake his own.
Kumbukirani. Nyengo zinyake zose, ndicho iyo walikuchita. Iyo nyengo zose wakachitanga kumtora muntu na kumpanga iyo mkaidi kwa iyo kuleka vyake yeka.
He had to forsake everything that he knew, forget all his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Iyo wakainera kuti waleke chirichose iyo wakamanya, waluwe kusambizikika kwa kikose, chirichose, makuti wamanye kumbola chivuta na kumlondezika chivuta.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do and God at the same time. It's too contrary one to another.
Iyo nta wangarondezga chirichose icho muntu walinacho chakuti wachite. Ndipo chivuta nyengo imoza. Ichi nja kususkana chomene chimoza kuchinyake.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Iwe ungaruta chara kuvuma na kuzambwe nyengo imoza. Iwe ungaruta chara kumargero na kumazere nyengo imoza.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No, sir, you're either following God or following man.
Iwe ungachita chara chiweme na chiheni nyengo imoza. Iwe ungarondezga chara muntu na chiuta nyengo imoza. Chara bwana. Iwe panji ukurondezga chiuta, panji ukurondezga muntu.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word. To that will, no matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Sono nteura usange iwe ukurondezga chivuta, ndipo wajipereka umwene kwa chivuta. Nteura iwe ukuzgoka mkaidi kwa chivuta yura, kumazgugara, kukumbolira. Parijekandu kwa lichinyake chikuyoya vichi, iwe ukuzgoka mkaidi kuichi.
Listen, we're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as a last couple of minutes is floating by.
Tegeresgani, ise tiri kunyengo ya umaliro. Ndipo ine ndiyo ye ichi maulemu na nchindi. apo maminiti ga umaliro ga kumara.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do and must do and will do in this last day is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor.
Laviskani, icho chivuta kumalingaliro gane, wachitenge ndipo kwenera kuchita, ndipo wachitenge mwenyengo iya umaliro. Nchakuti wasange chida chavuna, iyo kwenera kuti wachisange chida, kuti wapuntire pasi.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. So, he's got to have a sharp sickle or some instrument to thrash out the grain. And the harvest is right.
Mlimi waliose, para iyo kuruta kuvuna yake, iyo kwenera kuva na chida kuti wakachitire ichi, nadi, iyo kwenera kuva na chigero cha kutwa panji chinyake, chitevetero chinyake, kuti wapuntire njere, ndipo vuna ya kwima.
God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love. And use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Chiuta tivikeni ise mokolinu. Tipangeni ise vazga vamgwirizano vachete mwachinu. Tigwirizkeni nchito ise ngati chida. Kutiti waneske chipanikizgo kuchakwananga ichi. Charu chakutembeka icho ise tikukaramu mwanya uno. Kuti Yesu Kristu ndi mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na miira ira.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Kwanda mwene, chivuta zomerezgani ine ndive mkaidi. Usanga barevani wose vandikana ine. Usanga wabwezvani wose vandikana ine. Ine kukumba kuti ndive mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu na mazgu gake.
That I might be harnessed to His Word by the Holy Spirit to see the Holy Spirit make the Word of God be confirmed by the same things that He said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Mwakuti ine ningamanya kuwa wakukorovekeka kumazgu gake mwa mzimu mtuva. Kuti ndione mzimu mtuva wakupanga mazgu ya chiuta kuwa kukozgeka na vindu vyenevira ivyo iyo wakati viza mchitika. Ine ngukumba kuti ndive mkaidi wa Yesu Kristu. Tieni ise tirombe.
I wonder tonight with our heads bowed, if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing, wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Yeah. Ine nguzizwa usiku huu, na mitu itu ya kusindama, usange cha kukumbachira icho ise tirinacho, cha kuwa mnyakeso. Panji panyake za chinyake icho ise panji tingagana gana. Kuwa chintu cha tavene. Kumanya chara usange ise tinga chisezgira waka kumpepete icho.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be, when I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Ine kumanya chara usange mnyamata mnyake mchoko muno siku uu. Wangalaviska zingirizge wakuti. Ine ndiza mkuwa para ine ndakura. Ine ndiza mkuwa chindu chakuti chakuti.
I wonder if you could feel the will of God move in your life and say, no, my ambitions are lost now.
Kumaya chara usange ime mungalipulika kumbo la chivuta likwenda mumoyo wino. Ndipo likuti chara, aha, ine, vya kukumba vyane vya taika sono.
For the last few days, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Pakuti pa masubaka choko ga jumpa, mzimu mtuwa wakarawoki oya kwa ine. Ine ngukumba kuti indi jipereka nda mwene kwa chivuta. Kuti ndive chitevetero cha kupuntira cha nyengwe iyi.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of her fine lady character. Or maybe be a pretty little missus, or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
Msungwa na manyake mchoko uyopanje wakawa na vya kukumba vya nkaro iweme ya dona muweme. Panji panyake mwanakazi wakuoneka makora mchoko ngana. panji mnyake zivari nyake kupanga Hollywood kuwa nkaro yako.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Ine nkumanya chara usange iwe nta ndiwa wakunozgeka sono kupereka cha kukumba chako mkuvapo kwa chivuta na mazgu gake. Kupulika kuchema kwa chivuta mumoyo wako weka. Chivuta wakumanya icho iwe uli.
I wonder if there'd be a minister close or a servant or worker somewhere in church. I just sitting here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I, this little handful that's here.
Ine nkumanya chara usange wangamapo mparazgi pafupi, panji mteveti, wanchito pa maroganyake mcharichi. Ine nkufika waka kuno kamuza mkanyingo. Ine nta nkumanyapo yumuza pa bandu batatu awo wakaramuno usiku uu. Kweni ine bachokochomene awo walimuno.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach His word, regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out. I'm still going to stay at that word. I'm going to do it.
Ine nkumanya chara usange wangamapo muntu wanteura. Iwe ungaba wakunozgeka kuyoya kuti. Ine nkupwerera chara ichominyake wakuyoya. Ine ndine muzga wachuta sono. Ine ndi parazgenge mazgugake muntu wa iliose. Ine ntang kupwerera icho. Lane, bungwerane lindi sezgenge ine. Ine ndi kalenge nditu na mazgugara. Ine ndi chitenge ichi.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by His grace and help. I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Kumbolane ndi kumbola chuta. Kumbola chuta ndi kumbolane. Ine ndi venge mkaidi kwa Yesu Kristu. Mawezi na uviri wake. Ine ndi chitenge ichi. Gananganani za ichi. Apo ise tiri na mitu itu ya kusindama.
How many got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. I surrender all. With our heads bowed now. Slowly now. As you think it over now. As you pray.
Kasi mbalinga valina chakukumba icho usiku uu. Uli mwe mkwezge wukorinu. Ilo ndane na neso. Ine nkupereka vyose. Na mitu itu ya kusindama sono mwakuzikitizga sono. Apo imwe mkukanagana icho sono. Apo imwe mkuromba. Mkupereka. Mkupereka. Vyose kwa imwe mpono siwa. Kasi iwe ukana mlanadi ichi, ine kukumba kuti ndive mkaidi, ine nditoreni ine fumu, nditoreni ine kusika kunyumba ya muumbi usiku uu, ndipanyeni ine, ndipo mundiumbe ine kamozaso kusika kuno. Kwa ima mkono siwane mkupere.
Heavenly Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Vadada vakuchanya, aposumu yukurutirira kwimba, ine nanguganagana ichi kuwa chapindu chomene panyengu iye, kuti ine. Ine ningamanya kunjira mankongono musumu na kuyoya kwa imwe kanyongo waka.
As the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with lack as this is our last opportunity to do it.
Apo vantu vakuganagana, ine nkupereka vyose vadada, nkuromba ise tichite ichi, na kuti ngati uu ndi mwavi witu wa umaliro kuchita ichi.
Let us come with sincerity,
come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His Word, yoke us up together with it. God's Word.
Tieni ise tifike makugomezeka, zaninge kugome na fumu, ngati ndumo kukavira, na vya kuvwara vya kuchapika, mauzima ga kuchapika, vya kukumba vya kuchapika, vilakolako vya kuchapika, kuti tijipereke tavene. Ndipo zomerezgani chiuta watore mazgu gake, kuti koroveke raise pamoza na ichi mazgu ga chiuta.
And may the Holy Spirit take us now, as we hear the yoke click around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you to your word.
Ndipo ngoromba mzimu mtuva watitore ise sono. Apo ise tikupulika goriwoli ili kukuza pa mitima itu. Kufumira usiku uu na kuntanzi, ine nkumtorani imwe pa masiku inu.
Now, don't think your own thinking, think my thought. Think my will, I will lead you. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Sono imwe nta munga ganagananga mkachitiro kinu. Ganaganani maganoganogane. Ganaganani kumbolane. Ine ndi mlongozike ninge imwe. Chiuta perekani kuti ichi chive chakumuchitikira wali yose wa ise.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be husband and wife.
Vandu vachinyamata awa vakalamuno, mufumu na muori. Ndipo vanji vakukula kuti vave mufumu na muori.
This older man sitting here, this minister, been along the road.
Muli vanarumi vadadabarara awa vakalamuno, awa ndi vaparazgi, vali kuwa nyingwe itali pa mseu.
Lord, just for the Neville, ah! It's getting way up on the ladder. Our days are being numbered now.
Ndipo fumu apa palimbali Neville, ine, tikufika apa chanya nkanira pa matanda, mazuvagitu kakuverengeka sono.
Our steps are made more careful in what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Mastepu gitu gazgoka kakupwerelera chomene kuruska umwe ise tikagapangira igo. Ise tikulaviska apo ise tikudiaka. Ise nta tadiaka mwakuyana kuyoya kwa kutupi umwe ise tikachitira kare.
But Lord, as we see that more life is fading out and none of our footsteps are sure without you got our hand.
Kwene fumu apo ise tikuona kuti umoyo wachivundi ukupararika. Ndipo ntaa kuyenda kwitu kuri kwa kusimikizgika kwa mbla imwe kutikora ise pa woko.
Now God take us, will you? Take our hearts and our will in your own hand. Let us become prisoners tonight to the Word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Sono chiuta mutitore ise. Muchitenge imwe. Tolerani mitima itu na kukumba kwitu muoko linu mwavene. Ndipo zomerezgani ise tizgoke vakaidi usiku uu kumazgu kwa Kristu. Mbanyise takarama umoyo ga uchiuta muno.
May these women, these young women, these young men, boys and girls, surrender their lives, Lord.
Mbanyi vanakazi ava, vanakazi vachisungwana ava, vanarumi vachinyamata ava, vanyamata na vasungwana, vapereke umoyo wao fumu.
And may their ambitions become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of His divine grace and will. Granted, Lord.
Ndipo mpanyi kukumba kwao kuwe kukumba kwa kuti vamtumikire Yesu Kristu. Ndipo zomerezgani ise tizgoke mkaidi wa uwezi wake wa uzimu na kumbo. Perekani ichifumu.
It's all I know to do, Lord. These little broke up words. And I trust that you will put them together rightly.
Ndicho cheka ine nkumanya kuchita fumu. Mazuka choko agaka kudumuka dumuka. Ndipo ine nkukumeze kuti imwe muga vikenge iwo pamoza makora.
Because it's hot in here and people want to listen, but it's real warm And many have to go home and go to work early, but many don't see just lay into their heart a prison.
Chifukwa ndi mwakocha mkati muno, ndipo bandu bakukumba kutegerezika kweni kwa fundanadi. Ndipo banandi bakwenera kuti barute kunyumba na kuruta kunchito mwakucherera, kweni mpanyimbeu izo zangunjira mumtima wawo mkaidi.
Go home and say to the wife as they, before they get ready to get down and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside, look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ and His will, or do we work to our own will?
Rutani kunyumba ndipo mkayawoye kwa muoli umoiwo. Pambere iwo vandafike pakugamula na kuromba kumuhanya uku panji miseaga pafupi na bedi. Valavisikiane yumoza na minyake kuti wakutemweka ukuti uli na icho usiku uu. Kasi setafika nadi pakuzioka vakaidi kwa Kristu na kumbo lake. Panji tikuyenda mukukumba kwitu tavene.
They young men and young women everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Mpanyi machinyamata na machisungwana kulikose. Chomene iwo vene awo vapulika utenga usiku uu. Vajifumbe iwo vene fumbo lenerira. Kasi ine ndano zgeka kuzgoka mkaidi, kuuleka umoyo wane nda mwene.
He that saves his life shall lose it. But he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Iyo mwene uyo wakuponoska umoyo wake wa utayenge uu. Kwene iyo mwene uyo wakutaya umoyo wake chifuwa cha ine wa usangenge uu.
Father, we know that is become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find joy. And we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Vadada ise tikumanya. Icho ndi kuzgoka mkaidi wa imwe, kutaya vya kukumba vitu tawene, kuti tisange vinu, manteora ise tikuwa na umoyo wa miraira, perekani chifumu.
Only thing I know is to commit it now into your hands, and may it become fruitful and bring forth great tools for the last day harvest.
Chindu chimozapera ine nkumanya, ndi chakuti ndipereke ichi sono muokolinu. Ndipo ichi mpanyi changuzgoka cha pindu na kupanga vikuru, vitevetero vikuru vya vuna ya nyengo ya umaliro.
Man and women, boys and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to His love. Shackled with fetters of divine love to Christ. We ask it in His name.
Vanarumi na vanakazi, vanyamata na masungwana, vakujipereka kukumbolose ra chivuta. Na kuzgoka vakaidi wa Yesu Kristu kuchitemwa chake, vakukurungika na chitemwa cha uzimu kwa Kristu. Ise tikuromba ichi mzina rake.
Nipereka kuse.
Tienti mirire.
Nipereka kuse. Yoste kwa ima.
Tiene tiyo Yesu mwaka icho na maso itu kakujara na mwako itu mchanya.
Mkupereka.
Sono sange ise tisinda miskenge mitu itu, nipo pambere sumu ya kufumira inda imbike, ya kuti torani sinara Yesu na imwe.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon us.
Ine ndifu mbenge kuti mbale uyu apa, ine ndaruwa zinarake. Mlongosi uyo wangu yoya za wakaboni wamboni woni ya mdima kumupimbanga uyo wakachizgika. Ndipo kumbukirani kula visikanga kunyuma chidiko chikamara. Chipurikano chake chikachita icho. Iwe utufumisike ise mkuromba. Uchitenge iwe mbale. Ndipo urombe vitumbiko vya chuta vive paise.